Thank you. Please remain upstanding for the opening prayer and reconciliation statement. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations to the achievement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Melton City Council acknowledges the land it now occupies as a history that began with its Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people, their elders, descendants, past, present and emerging. You may be seated. Good evening, guys. Are you all from St. George? Fantastic. Just noting that you're here tonight. I'll start, but then if I could get a procedural motion to bring forward 12:16, so the club doesn't have to be here till not when I ask further. So, apologies and leave of absence.
We have no apologies this evening, Madam Mayor.
Changes to the order of business.
Madam Mayor, I would like to move a procedural motion that item 13, reports from delegates appointed to other bodies, and item 14, councillors' representation and acknowledgements, be combined with councillors having up to 3 minutes and the mayor up to 5 minutes to give their reports.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Would you also like to move the procedural motion that we move item number 12:16 forward to be heard once the officers...
As the first item in officers' reports.
As the first item in officers' reports.
That's yes, Madam Mayor, I would like to. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Madam Mayor, I second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Now, to save all the confusion that I had the last couple of months, if people are enthusiastic to move or second something, could you at least wait to be acknowledged? Thank you. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Deputations.
No deputations scheduled for this evening, Madam Mayor.
No. Declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor.
I have an indirect conflict with 12.12, Madam Mayor.
Councillor DeSantis, 12.12, indirect. Could I just get an indication of what the indirect nature was?
Yeah, in relation to item 12.12, I have an indirect interest arising from impact on residential amenity pursuant to section 78E of the Act, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The adoption, no further conflicts of interest? No. The adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meeting.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 18th of September 2017 be confirmed as true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Is there a seconder? Councillor Carley.
I'd like to second that, thank you.
The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Now I need to make an apology before I go forward. We have several special guests in the audience, but we have the Mayor of Moorabool, Councillor David Edwards. Thank you very much for greeting us with your presence this evening. And I apologise that I got thrown. Thank you, David. Item 7 on the agenda, Record of Assembly of Councillors. Councillor Maidlick.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a recommendation. The Record of Assembly of Councillors dated 18th of September, 25th of September, 2nd of October and 9th of October 2017 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Is there a seconder?
I'll second that.
Councillor Carley, thank you. Okay. The motion's been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Carley. I got carried away again. All those in favour of the motion? Thank you. We'll now move on to parliamentary and departmental letters received by the Mayor. There are two there. They're both from the Honourable Lily D'Ambrosio, MP. One's about the container deposit legislation and the amounts that have gone into things like banning e-waste from landfill, resource recovery infrastructure fund. There's been $4.5 million for education and litter programs, $2.5 million to develop markets for materials and energy recovery from waste. And it goes on. So we thank the Honourable Minister D'Ambrosio for that. We also, as a result of a notice of motion, had another letter from the Honourable Lily D'Ambrosio in regards to the temporary regulation controls on waste management. And it goes to basically say that following the recent fire at Coolaroo, my immediate priority was to protect the community by ensuring effective management of risks. I have now declared an interim waste management policy, resource recovery facilities, valid for 12 months to provide clear regulatory requirements for the management of combustible recyclable materials. And it basically goes on, so we thank the Minister for those two. Number 9 on the agenda, Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a recommendation that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Councillor Carley.
I'd like to second the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. We'll now move on to item 9, petitions and joint letters.
None this evening, Madam Mayor.
Nil. Resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting.
No business carried over.
Public question time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have three questions from the public for consideration this evening. First question is from Mr. Gary Oates, and Mr. Oates is in the gallery. The question reads, will Council create a bylaw for Ainsbury to ban cats in accordance with the 2005 EMPs signed with Ainsbury Holdings? And Mr. Luke Shannon, our General Manager of Planning and Development, will respond.
Thank you, Garrick, for your question. Just by way of background, I'm sure you're aware that when the Ainsbury development was first approved by Council quite some years ago, one of the specific requirements was that the developer prepare an environmental management plan, and one element of that, as you know, was to prohibit cats from being kept within the Ainsbury development. The developer was also required to establish what's known as a community association, and the intent in part of that group was to implement the environmental management plans across the broader Ainsbury community. So in other words, the association has some obligations in terms of administering that requirement for the non-keeping of cats within the estate. I appreciate the issues that the association has faced in terms of actually implementing that, and I understand there have been some specific issues that you've encountered in terms of individuals keeping cats within the community. For council to implement a ban under its local law, that's a significant effort, and there would be a significant amount of community consultation and a fairly extensive process that would need to be gone through to be able to achieve that. So whilst I can't commit to that at the moment, it's something the council's willing to consider, and we'll provide you further advice in terms of what we see as being the options going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Second question this evening is from Mr. David O'Connor, and Mr. O'Connor's in the gallery. His first question reads, as part of the Diggers Rest Local Area Traffic Management Study conducted in 2013, some discussions were undertaken regarding the future traffic accessibility to the neighbourhood supermarket in Glitter Road. Despite the dialogue, this was not seen as a priority at that time. However, given the rapid growth of the township, connectivity with the Glitter Road precinct is becoming problematic. What future strategies are council likely to implement to address this issue, especially safe pedestrian access, right-of-way access for delivery vehicles, and additional parking facilities for staff and patrons? Again, Mr. Luke Shannon to respond.
Thank you, David, for your question. I certainly do recall some discussions a number of years ago when Council prepared a traffic management plan for Diggers Rest, discussions specifically about the Glitter Road precinct. You recall that the traffic management study was in essence aimed at ensuring ongoing safety from a road management and pedestrian management point of view as Diggers Rest continues to grow up to its expected population of around about 12 or 13,000 people. The ultimate traffic plan for Diggers Rest actually shows no proposed works within the Glitter Road precinct. You'll be aware there's been various other works carried out within the town, including speed humps, improved signage and so forth, that's occurred over the last couple of years and will continue during the course of this financial year. And as I've indicated, there's no specific works planned for the Glitter Road precinct. If there are, however, specific issues of concern that you have, and you've raised some of those in your question, I'd strongly encourage you to speak to one of our traffic engineers, and I'll provide you contact details of them in writing to work through those particular issues so that they can be addressed as appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
And our final public question this evening is also from Mr. O'Connor. And it reads, would council be supportive of a community-driven mini-festival to help celebrate Harmony Day in Diggers Rest? The growing township of Diggers Rest is experiencing a changing demographic, which would greatly benefit from the attributes associated with the National Harmony Day theme. And Mr. Murray Heaney, General Manager of Community Services, will respond.
Thank you, Mr. O'Connor, for your question. As you're aware, council does run an event each year in around about third week in March in relation to Harmony Day, and has done that for quite a considerable amount of time. This year it was held in Caroline Springs, which had around about 800, I believe, participants to that day or that event, and it's getting larger each year. There is no plans at the moment to take it on board to run a mini event at Diggers Rest, but I do take on board that Diggers Rest is growing and the community, the makeup of the community is changing, as it is in the rest of the municipality. Saying that, we haven't set yet the model for next year's Harmony Day event. That's yet to be considered by officers. Subject to that, and any other mini events, if I can use your words, would have to be subject, I would imagine, to a council discussion or budget process in the future. So I'll respond to you accordingly in regards to your request this evening. And once we have made a decision of where that Harmony Day event will be in 2018, we'll keep you well advised, as we will the whole community. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney.
And that concludes public questions, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. We will now move on to item 12.16,
the first item of officers' report.
Presentation of staff reports. Councillor Madley.
Madam Mayor, could I move in block the following items, 12.1, 12.2,
12.5, 12.8, 12.10, 12.11, 12.15, 12.17, and accept officers' recommendation as per the reports outlined.
Thank you, Councillor Mavick. Is there a seconder for that procedure motion?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Turner. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. We will now move on to what most of the young ones in the audience are here to listen to, and that's item 1216, the contract for the award of 17023 Fraser Rise Pavilion and Sports Field. Mr. Shannon to report, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to present this report to Council for consideration. By way of background, councillors will be aware that in around about 2010, what's known as the Taylor's Hill West Precinct Structure Plan was approved, and that was affected with the master plan for the future development of land within the City Vista Court area adjacent to Taylor's Hill. It was a 9-hectare recreational precinct which Council has since acquired the land to enable that to proceed, and it's immediately adjacent to a school precinct off City Vista Court. Since that time, further master planning of the site has occurred, particularly in conjunction with the Department of Education, who were planning for the construction of the school on the adjoining site, and those works have since commenced. More detailed plans have been undertaken in conjunction with the project partner on this project, the George Cross Soccer Club, which involve effectively an approximately $11 million project, and the details of the actual proposed works are outlined, Madam Mayor, on page 211 and 212 of the report, but effectively include a proposed sports pavilion, sports fields, in particular two synthetic soccer pitches and two grass soccer pitches, and a whole host of external works including landscaping and car parking. Madam Mayor, the proposed works were, more particularly, expressions of interest for construction works were advertised in March of this year, and 13 companies submitted an expression of interest, and that was narrowed down to 6 contractors who were shortlisted and then invited to direct tender for the proposed works. Those tenders have since closed in July, and a detailed assessment of each tender submission has been received, and a copy of the tender evaluation is attached as Appendix 1 in Council's confidential section of the notice paper. Following the evaluation process, Madam Mayor, and the value management to try and contain the budget as close as possible to Council's approved budget, recognising that the George Cross Soccer Club have also contributed or will contribute $1 million to the project, which will then, and they will then maintain the pavilion and sports fields for 20 years in accordance with an agreement that Council has with them. The evaluation process, Madam Mayor, has indicated that Melbcon Proprietary Limited are the preferred tenderer for a tender amount of approximately $11.98 million. And accordingly, Madam Mayor, I'm pleased to recommend that the contract for the works be awarded to them, noting that the construction works will take in the order of 12 to 13 months to complete, and there will be some subsequent bedding down time, particularly for the natural turf, to enable that to be available for full usage. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any council seek further clarification? Councillor Madeley.
Yes, Madam Mayor. In regards to the construction, when does it look like it will commence, and also when will it be completed for actual usage?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the actual construction works will take in the order of 12 months, and once those works are complete, certainly the pavilion and the two synthetic pitches will be available for immediate use. As I've indicated, the turf pitches will take a little longer to bed down. The exact date for commencement of works is not absolutely known at this stage. There is one minor approval that Council is still awaiting on, which is a voluntary cultural heritage management plan through the state government. We anticipate and hope that will be forthcoming in the next couple of weeks, which would then enable the site to be established and works commence shortly thereafter. So I would certainly expect that works will be finished well before the end of next calendar year. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Any further clarification, Councillor?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I do have a clarification in regards to the naming of the pavilion. If Mr. Heaney could provide some details in relation to the naming of the facility. In particular, do we have any precedents in this council in regards to other council facilities where they're actually called by the location rather than the suburb? And if there's any examples that you could give us as well.
Madam Mayor, through you. There's a number of examples I suppose I can quote tonight. Councillor Maeslick is the Bridge Road facility that's still yet to be completed in its fullness is one. It's Bridge Road Rec Reserve. Mount Cottrell, although not heavily utilised now, was Mount Cottrell Rec Reserve. Clark's Road is where Botanica Springs community facility is known at the moment as the Clark's Road facility or Botanica Springs. Calder Park Drive is sometimes known as Taylor's Hill Rec Reserve versus Calder Park Drive Pavilion. So there's a mix there of many. So there's no set firm decision of whether it's named by road or whether it's named by suburb.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Is Fraser Rice Pavilion and Sports Field actually going to be located on City Vista Road, or is it on sites off those particular roads?
Sorry, Councillor Mendes.
Sorry, I didn't quite pick that up, Madam Mayor.
Can you repeat that question?
Is it actually going to be located on City Vista Road, or is it actually going to be on the two alternative roads off that City Vista Road?
The whole, Madam Mayor, the whole rec reserve, if you like, or sports precinct that Mr. Shannon talked about abuts City Vista, which is the main north-south road, so it absolutely does. Over and above the sports precinct, there is a community facility that will be there very shortly, probably within the next 12 months as well, all being well. So a large frontage of the facility is on the two roads, but the main road would be City Vista north-south connection.
May I ask a question in regards to this? Why did the officers name it Fraser Rice Pavilion and Sports Field? Why was that come forward like that?
We just kept, for the sake of it, we kept the name in similar to what the school was. We know, so Fraser's Rise is, we believe, is a secondary school that's being constructed. So for the discussion and clarification of officers, it was just named as Fraser's Rise. So it hasn't been officially named at that, but City Vista is a north-south connection. So there's a variety of both models.
And most of the reserves were named prior to the new suburb naming stuff coming through?
Most of the...
The reserves that you mentioned in response to Councillor Maidlick's question, were they named prior to the gazetting and the acceptance of the...
We would have been naming... The working group that's worked on this, and there's officers in the gallery at the moment, would have been calling this project the Taylor's Hill West project up till the renaming, if that clarifies, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. All right. If there are no further questions on this item...
No.
Okay, Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move this item and add an extra dot point that Council named the facility City Vista Pavilion.
Okay.
And Sports Field.
And Sports Field. Is there a seconder for the...
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it.
Okay. Councillor Maidley. Councillor Kissett. Does any councillor oppose the motion? The motion's been moved by Councillor Maidley, seconded by Councillor Kissett. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried.
Can I ask for a division, Madam Mayor?
Councillor Maidlick has called for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick and Councillor Ibushi. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, would you give me the honour of speaking?
Sorry, can I just declare the division carried? I declare the division's carried. Yes.
Can I just take a couple of minutes to speak on the motion? Yes. Could I just commend the officers as well as George Cross Soccer Club for this great project that is finally coming into fruition? And also, can I just make mention of Jamie Chetucci? Sorry, I can't say your surname, but the president of Caroline Springs George Cross Soccer Club, as well as Mr. Eddie Gauci, who have been instrumental in regards to this project. Anyone else here that has also been instrumental? Craig? Grant, sorry, Grant's also with us, as well as a whole heap of other committee members, as well as residents that are using currently the George Cross and members of George Cross. Can I just say that it's a well-awaited project that Council cannot wait to start and complete, and it will be certainly a jewel in our crown for, not that we're ward-centric, but in our particular ward in Cambridge, but also for the Melton City Council. So I just want to commend all the officers and everyone that's been working so tirelessly for this project.
Thank you. Now, young boys, have we got young girls? Young boys, you've now got your pavilion, or you will have soon. So whenever you get too bored with us, you may go home. Have you got homework for tonight? Good on you. Right, thank you for attending. I will now resume the meeting and we'll go on to item 12.3, the Municipal Audit Committee minutes. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Item number 12.3, the Municipal Audit Committee meeting minutes. Dated the 30th of August 2017. The report will be brought to us by Mr. Tory.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillors, the report this evening presents the minutes from the Municipal Audit Committee meeting held on the 30th of August. The principal business of that meeting was review of Council's annual financial statements and performance statement and discussions with the external auditor in respect of those documents. You will note that the audit committee did recommend a couple of very minor alterations that were incorporated into the document, which were subsequently approved by council at the previous meeting and submitted to the auditor general and has now been submitted to the minister. The other principal piece of consideration by the committee was the final management letter for the year ended June 2017 from Vago in respect to council's accounts. Also the year end monthly finance report and the year end annual action plan report. So, Madam Mayor, I'm happy to take any questions there might be with respect to these minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, if I can draw your attention to page 39 in the Audit Committee meeting minutes, just on the top. It's got there that Councillor Hardy, or if you go back, sorry, to page 38, you could actually see that, and I just want this noted on the record, that I did inform the committee that a notice of motion was put forward on the 24th of July 2007 council meeting to distribute and seek recommendations from members of the audit committee on council's motion in relation to not capping a budget provision for a guest speaker at the International Women's Day event, which the motion at that time was lost. And then you turn the page and it says Councillor Hardy informed the committee that an amount for a guest speaker was raised and rectified at the policy review meeting, which I also sit on that committee meeting, as well as the audit committee. So at the time that he's stating that the policy review meeting took place and dealt with the amount of capping,
which was the policy review was a week before this actual audit committee. Why then, can I ask Councillor Hardy, has this evening he put in a notice of motion on page 261, notice of motion 521, that says that prior to a guest speaker being engaged for the Council International Women's Day event, a report be presented to Council for approval of any proposed speaker? At the time I put that amendment, Councillor Hardy was one of the councillors who opposed capping for a guest speaker at that day, and then told the audit committee that it had been rectified.
And the question is, because there's a pretty long preamble.
Well, there is, Madam Mayor, because I'm just trying to get it out, so I guess that you can follow it. But then telling the audit committee that the amount in guest speaker was raised and it was rectified at the policy review panel, which you can see here Councillor Carley disagreed with the information provided by Councillor Hardy. I just feel that it's very important when we're dealing with an audit committee that we give them the absolute, accurate, correct information. So I guess my question, Madam Mayor, is why, if Councillor Hardy has said that it was rectified in the policy review meeting, has he this evening put a notice of motion for something that he originally opposed?
Councillor Hardy, I believe the question's to you.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. Right, first and foremost, the process, as I understand it, in all expenditure items is that it does go before Council, and then it goes, if it's agreed to, is expended up against that amount, that margins, and if it does go past that amount, goes to the Audit Committee. My purpose at the Audit Committee was to give them the exact position that the amount for the Women's Day event was agreed to, whatever that amount was. The guest speaker, which has never been one, is yet to be resolved, and it says that there, that I actually said at a later date, at some point in time, that people will discuss, being the councillors, and they'll come to some sort of resolution. And tonight is that night where it does express the view that, yes, it is put to councillors that at some point in time, if there is a guest speaker, it must come before the full complement of council. It must have been debated and agreed upon if there is going to be any expenditure item. Mm-hmm. And that's the full, that's redacted minutes. As close as I can give you.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Any further clarification on this item? Councillor Carley.
Well, it was debated, Madam Mayor, on the 24th of July 2007, which I state again, Councillor Hardy opposed capping a guest speaker. But I'd like to know from Councillor Hardy that when we do go into the Audit Committee, I guess will this be something that will be, told to the Audit Committee that this, I believe, again, is misleading. And I said that in the last previous minutes as well, Councillor Hardy, when I read this. And I just want to make sure, like I said before, that the Audit Committee is given the correct information, because I believe it's very important
thank
to
you,
do
Councillor
so.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Yeah, Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, thank you very much again. As I said, right, the process for any expenditure item is to come before the full council. The council adopts if there is to be expenditure item. But first and foremost, we must understand that has never been a guest speaker nor any expenditure item. Mm. The next time this item comes up is in 2018. So I don't know what the hurry is, but let's assume that we're all on the same page here and we're looking after the council dollars and the ratepayers' dollars. Mm. Position here, Madam Mayor, that it comes before council. There's a motion tonight. And everybody can vote on it. I hope they do, and I hope it's unanimous, that if there is going to be an expenditure item, it is agreed upon that it will come before council. There is no expenditure item at the moment, and there's no expenditure item listed in the motion. It just says that it comes to council for debate, and councillors will, if they want to, they'll assume a position, noting the ratepayer dollar. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Any further clarification on this item? Is there a mover for the recommendation?
Happy to move it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to second that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Could I call a division on that, please? The Mayor calls a division. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madeley and Councillor Ibushi. Okay, we will now move. I declare the division carried. Thank you, officers. We will now move on to 12.4, the response to notice of motion 460 High Ball Indoor Stadium for the Melton Township area. It's to be brought to us by our GM for Community Services, Mr. Murray Henry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Councillors, this is in relation to notice of motion 460, which read that council officers prepare a report to council detailing an assessment of possible sites for a new 5-court highball indoor stadium in the Melton Township, inclusive of an analysis of potential funding sources for such a facility being a 5-court. So officers, just to give you a very quick overview, councillors did look at a number of sites, and that was 6, and that's listed on page 65 of the agenda, which was the existing site being the secondary college in the Melton Township at the moment, Melton Recreational Reserve, the development, what's known as the Toolan PSP, and the Council Civic Centre owned land within that area, the Bridge Road Sports Precinct, the Victoria University site, and McPherson Park Recreational Reserve were the sites that were looked at. It should note, though, a five-court stadium, if developed and if endorsed, doesn't come cheap at all. It's likely to cost in the order of anywhere from 17 to 20. So that strategic work is yet to be finalised. And it needs to be noted also, the council is that at the moment in the 10-year capital program, there's no such initiative that identifies that expenditure or an indoor highball court stadium at this stage. Looking at financials, and I can only quote financial contributions that may be available through a process at the moment. There's a government funding stream, which is known as the Better Indoor Stadiums, where council can apply for up to $3 million for the construction of new courts or stadiums. That's not to say that council would be successful in any way, but we would give it a strong case. If I can just touch on the sites, as I said, there were 6 sites. The evaluation panels listed on page 66, which were the general managers, the manager of city design, strategy and environment, and obviously the chief executive. The rating of those 6 sites are listed on the top of page 67, which the Toolan PSP, the council-owned land, the civic land within that area, in the Atherston area, has been noted as the preferred site if council did have a desire to proceed with such an initiative. If I can just touch councillors on the existing arrangements with Melton Secondary, because I think it is important for council to be aware of that. We've been in an arrangement with Melton Secondary and the state government with a joint use agreement, what is known as, for a number of years, over 20, for example, for the use of the courts up at the Melton Indoor Recreational Facility. That is a legal agreement between us, the council, and the state government and the school council. When we first initially went into that agreement, the school had 2 courts. Council many years ago injected financially with the clubs and the school to develop what was known as a show court or a third court, and that's the 3 courts that stand there today. The years go very quick, councillors, and that agreement is up for its expiry in the December of 2019. That would be the 20 years. Within that agreement, we need to advise the school and the state government if council wishes to extend the tenure of that agreement. The tenure of that agreement is for an additional 10 years, so that's the extension, so it would be taken into 30 years. At the same time, we need to advise the state government a year before of council's intention, so by or earlier that expiring, we need to write to the state government and the school council. So back to a new centre, councillors, we're indicating a cost of 17 to 20, yet to be clarified if council pursued that. The report also talks about whether you wanted, if council did desire, if the project went ahead at any time in the future, that it may be staged with a three court with an extra two court, as a potential softening the financial pain that goes with the indoor stadiums. Madam Mayor, there is a number of recommendations in this report, and there are five, and that is that council approve the Toowoomba precinct in Appendix 1 for the development of a future five-court stadium. I must point out too that the report also talks about a contribution of $1 million for heavier design works to occur maybe in the next financial year. The recommendation too is that officers identify and include, if you like, the project, a highball indoor stadium, into the 10-year capital works program, and that would most likely be a few years out. Officers include the $1 million, which I just spoke of, for design and the costings for such that centre for council's consideration next year. And as you're aware, councils, even though it's in the capital works plan, council still makes a decision on its initiatives at budget deliberation times. And item number four, or recommendation four, is that council not extend the current agreement that's in place with Melton Indoor Recreational Centre, which is due to expire in 2019, and of course advise the state government and the school of the decision. And officers commence discussions with Melton Secondary School to have access to the indoor rec centre on a short to medium term basis on a fee for hire rather than a joint use for 10 years. Madam Mayor, that's the recommendations presented tonight at item 12.4.
Thank you, Mr. Henney. And before we go any further, as this was not my notice of motion, I intend to move it. So if I could allow Councillor Turner to take the chair. Thank you. The chair's yours.
Ms. Bernal. excuse me, two of us surprised. Motion written before us is 12.4. Do I have a mover for the motion?
Sorry, I've got a question. Sorry, Mr. Chair. Councillor Medley. Sorry, Madam Mayor.
I was only following the chairs.
But he didn't ask for a question, okay. So I know you've just been put into that position. But in regards to the amount of the $1 million, so if council approves that now, does that mean that we've basically signed off on a $20 million project, or will it be just for the design and then it'll come back to council for deliberation at the next budget?
Yep. Two points, if I can, Madam Mayor. Mm-hmm. So one is, if you endorse this, the $1 million would go in the capital works program for next year. But as you know, council has its budget deliberations probably November, if not February, so you still have a decision to make of whether it stays in there. And it's not committing you to build it, but there's a fair case to say that if you invest $1 million, there's an intention to build it, I would suggest. But that would be placed in the capital works program once we looked at a point in time when it could slot in. And that would most likely be over two or three financial years, I would think. And again, those conversations would be had at budget time of those years thereafter.
Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know that the Mayor has moved the recommendation, and there's just one thing that I have some concerns with, which is dot point three, which is the $1 million, where it says that officers include $1 million for the design, which means it will automatically go into the 2018-19 budget to be discussed. I would just like to see if number three could read consider funding, because I look at Tarleton's Road and that says consider funding the upgrade of Tarleton's Road, and I know we're still discussing that in the 2018-19 budget, and I look at that and that's a huge concern. That's a safety concern for our residents, that road. So I look at that and I think, well, if that's considered funding in 2018-19 and a discussion still has to be had on that, our resident safety, here we are just allocating $1 million, for a design of a basketball stadium. you know, I'm sorry, but I look at resident safety.
Mr. Chair, point of order. The point of order is, have we gone into debate?
No, yet.
Mr. Chair, sorry. I haven't gone into debate. I'm just asking if on point three, instead of officers include, would you accept, consider funding the $1 million for the design and it be discussed like Tarleton's Road is to be discussed at budget time? Would you be happy with that? Because this is locking in $1 million and Tarleton's Road was 1.1, I believe.
Are you referring to me as the mover?
Yes, I am. So would you be happy to accept...
I'm more than happy that officers refer $1 million to for the design of the Highball Stadium to the 18-19 financial year budget.
Just to clarify, Mr. Chair, so you're happy that to say that consider funding?
Yes, okay. Whatever you like, Councillor Charlie. Because everything that's brought to us in the 18-19 budget is always up for consideration.
Does any other council have another question?
No, sorry, Mr.
Councillor
Mr. Chair, which I totally hear what you're saying, but when it does come time to discussion and budget deliberations and we look at it and these notices of motions are brought up, this does lock it in. So I sit more comfortably knowing that we consider funding and like all the other projects come 18-19, we actually sit there and we discuss.
And the question and, is?
No question, I'm just saying. Thank you for accepting.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any other councillor have any questions on this motion? No? Councillor Ramsay, you're the mover.
I would love to move this recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Do I have a seconder?
As amended.
As amended, yes.
I'm happy to second that as an amendment too. Thank you.
Okay, councillor. So, motion 460 moved by Councillor Ramsay, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Could I call for a division?
We have a division. All those in favour? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Mirlik, Councillor Abusi, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner and Councillor Ramsay. I declare the motion carried anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Councillor Turner. We will now move on to item 12.8, response to notice of motion 506, Young Diggers Program. It's to be brought to us by General Manager for Planning and Development, Mr. Luke Shannon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Oh. What have I moved to? Oh. Oh, sorry, hang on. I thought 5 had been moved in block. So haven't I just gone to that one? No. 12.6, response to notice of motion 506, Young Diggers Program. Sorry. To be brought to us by General Manager Mr. Luke Shannon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council will recall at the August ordinary meeting it resolved that officers provide a detailed report on Council supporting and or assisting the Young Diggers program in Melton, which retrains dogs for use with post-traumatic stress disorder sufferers, and particularly Council sought advice on the opportunity to allow representatives of the program to access dogs in the pound for assessment purposes when they're beyond their statutory holding period, which is 8 days, and also transferring ownership of selected dogs to the Young Diggers program at no cost. Madam Mayor, the report provides further background as to how that objective might be achieved. Under the Domestic Animals Act, Council can and does enter into agreements with community foster care networks and other bodies where Council gives the organisation a dog or a cat that has been seized or held beyond the statutory holding period of 8 days, providing that the dog or cat is de-sexed and implanted with a permanent identification device. Council currently has 18 such written agreements with foster care networks. And has scope to enter into a further agreement with other bodies. It's also worth noting, councillors, that on average council sends 21 dogs to foster care networks and shelters each month, so not a huge number of dogs under that program. The costs associated, Madam Mayor, with this program...
Sorry, please pay attention.
The costs associated with this program are detailed on the bottom of page 76, and they total $325 per dog, and that includes desexing and microchipping, and that would be required prior to the release of any dog. So accordingly, Madam Mayor, it's recommended that Council enter an agreement with the Melton Partners Veterans under the Domestic Animals Act, and that Council also waive the costs that I referred to of $325.50 per dog. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Madden.
In regards to page 76, it talks about on average the council sends 21 dogs to foster care networks, shelters each month. I don't mean to put anyone on the spot, but what's the percentage of, the dogs that we do send off to foster care networks? Because I think that's a reason to be commended that we're sending so many to shelters and not being euthanised?
Yeah. Through you, Madam Mayor, Council euthanises very few dogs, so those that can't be rehomed or returned to their owners are effectively sent to foster care or shelters each month. So that's a very small percentage. I don't have the exact number, but it's in the order of 5% or 6%, somewhere around there. So most of them are rehoused or adopted out. Thank you.
If I could ask a question, Mr. Shannon, and I commend Councillor DeSantis on this notice of motion. Most of the dogs, though, that we microchip and desex, whether they're fit for the trial for these young diggers or not, they would come back to us and be rehoused or rehomed or re-fostered or...
So, Madam Mayor, if Council wishes to embark on the suggested program, the dog would be desexed and microchipped before being released.
Mm-hmm.
If the association found that they were unsuitable, they could be returned by agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And as detailed in the report, any dog that is released by Council must be desexed and microchipped, so that would occur as a matter of course.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Shen. There's no further clarification. Is there a... Councillor DeSantis, would you like to...
Yeah, I'd just like to say... can I just say a few words first? Or
do you want to have a minute after we've accepted?
Yeah, yeah, that's okay.
So Councillor DeSantis would like to move the recommendation.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to move that Council enter into an agreement with Melton's Partners of Veterans under S84Y of the Domestic Animals Act to give selected dogs to the Young Diggers Program and to waive all council costs with respect to any dogs selected for the Young Diggers Program.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis, and thank you, Councillor Kesich. Can I remind councillors to please wait to be acknowledged? And for those that are hearing the terrific tremor that's going on in the other room, I'm a bit like an airline stewardess at the moment. Don't be alarmed. I can only hope that it's not going to cause us too much more grief. Okay, the motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Kesich.
Do I take it to the vote and then?
Yes. Is it opposed? If it's not opposed, Councillor DeSantis, would you... Okay. 2 seconds. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried unanimously. Councillor DeSantis?
Sorry, Madam Mayor, could I call for a division?
Yes, certainly. Division, Councillor Malik's called a division. All those in favour of the motion, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madelick and Councillor Bushy. The division's carried. Councillor DeSantis, third time lucky.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank all my fellow councillors for supporting this and thank the Young Diggers for the program that they do. I've seen these dogs in action and they do some fantastic work for PTSD sufferers, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Well done,
Councillor. Okay, we will now move on to item 12.7. It's response to the notice of motion 508, installing ball protection fencing at Burnside Recreation Reserve, and I believe that was Councillor Madelick's notice of motion. That, the report's to be brought to us by our General Manager for Community Services, Mr. Murray Heaney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Councillors. As Councillor Majik has said, to prepare a brief report, I'll be as brief as I can, if that's okay. There is a program related to ball protection fencing in our program of works, if you like. There's a sum of $42,000 in the 17-18 budget for that. And the recommendation, I will read it before I go to the rest of the report, is that Council prepare that brief report outlining the costs of safety net barriers to be installed on the northern section of the goalpost at Burnside Rec Reserve. So the report attempts to deal with that. If I can just point you to probably the main piece of the report or the attachment, Councillors, is on page 80. So this is the ball protection assessment criteria and the program works that's listed for future budget discussions. As you'll see on this, at McPherson Park Soccer and McPherson Park Oval 1 was highlighted in the 17-18 year. And we have underneath that deferred, and it's deferred for a number of reasons. As you know, we're doing a fair piece of strategic planning for McPherson Park itself at the moment, so we felt that it's best placed to defer those two initiatives till that strategic planning is finalised, and that'll be some concept plans that come to Council in the very near future. And obviously we're waiting for capital grant announcements in relation to McPherson Park. Saying that, it moves the next two up, which are the Burnside Heights Oval 1, if you like, related to the notice of motion, and the Hillside Rec Reserve. There is only one oval. It says Oval 1, but at Hillside there is only one oval, up to that scope of works. So really the recommendation is to endorse the program priorities, which is that document I talked about, at the reserves throughout the city, and that is the document appended number 2. So I hope we've attempted to answer all the questions, if you like, councillors, on that attachment. So I put forward the recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney.
I have a question, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Were you standing to move it?
No, I was second it right.
I've got a question too, Councillor Abushi. Now I'm going to ask the question. Does any council seek further clarification?
Yes,
Councillor
May. When would the works be completed, approximately?
I haven't got that with me, but it's not a large project. I know the quotations have been sought already. It's just a matter of, I suppose, of waiting on tonight's decision, and then the officers will commence those or give the go-ahead for those to occur.
Now, if I could ask a question with the ward councillors for McPherson Parks, Liberty or please forgive me, the soccer main and the oval one that's been deferred, the concept plans, they're number 1 and 2, the concept plans that are being drawn up now, will they have attached to them ball protection fences?
The answer would be yes, once finalised, Madam Mayor, most
once
likely.
Once finalised,
yeah.
They will come
which
off.
Which will come to you anyway, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Now, Councillor Madelick, if there's no further questions... Councillor Madelick?
I'd be happy to move this notice of motion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. And I believe Councillor Abushi?
I'd like to second that, thanks, Madam Mayor.
And if you stand up, Councillor Abushi. Thank you.
I'd like to second that, thanks, Madam Mayor.
You're welcome. Yeah, I got you down.
Madam Mayor, just before you take the vote, I don't know if this changes anything, but
in the executive summary where there's the notice of motion that's put there, that also included, because there was an amendment that it did include Hillside Rec Reserve, so that was an addition. So does it make any difference?
No. Councillor Cully, as our General Manager for Community Services was going through the port, he said that Burnside Heights would be the first one, then the only one at Hillside would be the next one.
Yes,
so those two.
Which I got both. That because I saw that at the back. I just want to show you in the exec summary, does it make any difference, even though it will be adopted?
It should be corrected.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for it to be corrected.
It should be corrected.
Can we itemise both reserves to be done?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley, for picking that up too. Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor... Who have I got now? Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried.
Madam Mayor, could I call for a division?
They just want to see how well I know their names. Okay, a division... Councillor Maidlick has called a division... I'll start the other way now. Councillor Bushy, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Kesich. I know your name, Councillor Kesich. Councillor Hardy, Councillor Turner, Councillor Mendes, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley and Councillor Ramsey. The division's carried. Thank you. Please forgive me while I try and catch up to this one. Okay. We now have... Next one. 12.9, the naming request, Bridge Road Athletics Facility. The report's to be brought to us by our General Manager for Community Services, Mr. Murray Heaney.
Yeah, excuse me, Madam Mayor. Before that goes forward, there's an alternative motion if this one fails.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Yep. Mr. Heaney, not Councillor Heaney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillors, the Melton Little Athletics Club has approached Council to consider naming of the Bridge Road Athletics Facility in the memory of the late Barry Taylor, who recently passed away. Barry has been a key figure within the club, and having been a founding member of the club and serving on the committee for 47 years. Barry was named the Melton Citizen of the Year in 2010 for his contribution to the community via his dedication to youth, the youth of Melton, through his involvement with, obviously, Little Athletics. Barry also received recently a Club Volunteer Recognition Award at the City of Melton Sports Awards. Just to go through a process, Madam Mayor and Councillors, so you're clear, our Council does have a naming policy when it comes to naming of facilities, and they relate to reserves or facilities. The procedure of naming of the facilities is normally undertaken in line with the procedures outlined within the guidelines for the Geographic Place Names Victoria. And there's a number of considerations that need to be adhered to, if you like, and they're noted on page 93, so it's not just Council making a decision to do it or not. There's a fair process that the club or individuals have to go through to get there. Excuse the noise, councillors and the community.
No one goes to the toilet from now on.
Yep. And there's obviously heavy checklists that needs to be dealt with from that. From the officer's point of view, councillors, we have had a look at this, and there is a clear process that the club would have to go through in consultation with the community and the council, but obviously they would have to have some council endorsed position before they would do that. It's the officer's view on this one, although it's a hard one, that not to initiate this request, that we believe that would be that this would stimulate another of other applications or requests from community or sports clubs or individuals that may set a precedence. So the recommendation, Madam Mayor, from the officers is that we don't support the naming of the Bridge Road Athletics Track or the renaming.
Mm-hmm.
But officers also at the same time advise the club of the process required if they wish to pursue the naming of the Bridge Road Athletics Facility at any time now or in the future. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Councillor Hardy, you had an alternative. Can I hear the alternative motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Murray, for in-depth appraisal of the considerations to actually renaming. 47 years.
No okay. Preamble, okay. Just the notice of motion.
Council, officers commence further dialogue with the Melton Little Athletics Club to discuss opportunities to honour and recognise the significant contribution of the late Barry Taylor to the Melton Little Athletics Club.
Okay, now if it gets up, I'll give you a minute to speak to it afterwards. Could I get you to read it again for us, please?
I can do. Officers commence further dialogue with the Melton Little Athletics Club to discuss opportunities to honour and recognise the significant contribution of the late Barry Taylor to the Melton Little Athletics Club.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Hardy has moved an alternate motion. Councillor Turner.
Madam Mayor, I'd be really pleased to second this alternate motion.
Okay, the motion before us now, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Turner. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Does anybody oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. This is an exceptional circumstance where there's been 47 years given by one individual to the advancement of little athletics in Melton. A lot of our children have gone through this process and have come out at the other end, well-rounded and great sportsmen. Melton needs to recognise those that do put in this time and effort. So I've raised the motion, and I know councillors here are adopting and are very supportive. So we're sending the message to the community that when you do put in that exceptional effort, you will be recognised in one way or another. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Okay. I've done this wrong because I've moved that and it's not right, is it? Okay, we will now move on to item number 1212. Councillor DeSantis, do you mind? So which one did Bob move then? The item planning application 2015/4986/2, amendments to permit and planning association with the use and the development of the land for the purpose of a childcare centre at 1911 Gisborne Melton Road, Kurrinjang, to be brought to us by the manager for planning, Mr. Bob Baggio.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the motion as put or as recommended.
Sorry, Mr. Baggio. Thank you, Councillor Madeley. There's a mover for the recommendation as stated by Councillor Madeley. Is there a seconder?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Turner. Although, does anybody seek further clarification? Did I do that? Is it opposed? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Could we ask for Councillor DeSantis to please be returned to the chambers? Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. We'll now move on to item 12.13, planning application PA 2015 7891 7-lot subdivision at 2369 to 2485 Diggers Rest, Kamida Road, Toolumbale. Take two, our Manager for Planning Services, Mr. Bob Badger, to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This planning application relates to a...
Sorry, so much for take two. But I'd like to move this recommendation, Madam Mayor, but with a slight alternate motion, if I may. That Council issue a notice of decision to grant a permit subject to conditions outlined in Appendix 6 of the report and including conditions recently provided by Power Corps.
So you mean this additional dot point?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, really, it kind of reads already the same thing about Appendix 6 of the report. I'm just adding the
and including Power conditions recently provided by Power Corps.
Yeah.
Yep.
So as an alternate.
Okay. Councillor, sorry, Mr. Badger, you're not having much luck here this evening. The alternate motion is being moved by Councillor Carley. Is there a seconder for the...
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Mendes. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Third time lucky, Mr. Badger, hopefully. Although I don't know. Okay, planning application. If anyone's going to stand up, now's your chance before I have to read all this out. PA 2017/5675, the use and development of the takeaway food premises, mobile takeaway food van at 1997 to 999 Western Highway, Ravenhall.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Manager for Planning Services to attempt to report to this one.
So, Madam Mayor, this application essentially proposes the use and development of a mobile takeaway food van within the front car parking area of, I guess it's a showroom development, which is located on the southeastern corner of Westwood Drive and the Western Highway in Ravenhall. So the food van is proposed to be located on the westernmost car parking space at the front of the site. It's proposed to sell kebabs and drinks. Essentially, the trading hours that are being proposed are 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Sunday, and it's proposed to have two staff members. And it's also worth noting that that the car parking area where the van will be located currently has 20 car parking spaces. So the application was advertised and generated two objections. And the grounds of objection were essentially around concerns that the late night weekend trade may result in unruly behaviour by some people. There was concern about theft and property damage, the adverse amenity impact on the surrounding area in regards to noise, litter, odour, those sorts of things, the lack of public toilet facilities in the area, the lack of room for patrons to park within the car park, and that other tenants of the subject land raise concerns that visibility of their shop fronts will be hindered by the location of the proposed food van. So in terms of the assessment of the proposal, it's, I guess, instructive to consider the planning circumstances of an existing kebab van, which is located just over 200 metres from the subject site. In that particular case, a planning permit was issued by Council in March 2012. This was a temporary permit for 2 years, and following the expiry of that permit, Council issued a further permit in October 2014, which allowed the continuation of the use for a further 5 years until October 2019. So the application before Council for consideration, I guess, is in many ways similar to the to the above use, which I've just mentioned. It's worth noting that in response to the objections that have been received, the applicant is proposing to make a number of changes to the application, and they relate to the operating hours. Will be outside the business hours of opposing businesses, and they're now proposed at 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. And the location of the food van has also been changed, where it's been relocated from the westernmost car parking space to the easternmost car parking space, so as not to affect or to reduce the visual effect of the proposed van. So, although the approval of this application would result in the establishment of two similar food vans within relatively close proximity, about 250 metres, it's considered that this is not in itself a reason to reject the application. Its location within an established industrial commercial area and proposed hours of operation should ensure that any detriment to surrounding properties is limited, and it's also proposed that a temporary 2-year permit be issued to enable monitoring of the use and reconsideration of its suitability at the expiry of that period. So it's therefore recommended, Madam Mayor, that the application be supported subject to appropriate conditions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Councillor Madley.
Yes, Madam Mayor. On page 192, it talks about the operating hours, 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. Is that 7 days a week?
Madam Mayor, the operating hours are essentially Monday to Sunday, so yeah.
Yes, 7 days a week. Just another question, Madam
Mayor. Councillor Madley.
If you'll permit me. On page 191, the second dot point, it says that it will sell kebabs and drinks. Does that include alcohol?
Through you, Madam Mayor, it's not proposed to sell alcohol from the van.
Just to follow up on that, should they decide in the future, I'm not saying that they are, but if they were to consider that, does that come back to council as a part of the amendment?
Yes, it would.
Thank you, Mr. Badger. Any further clarification? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mr. Badger, can you just, so I can visually see it, if I'm on Ballarat Road and I'm looking at the site, there's a local businesses there, there's a car parking. I know it says that there's 20 car parking spaces. Now, the only entrance into that car parking spaces is through Westwood Drive, which is already quite busy enough as it is. Whereabouts would this van be set up?
Through you, Madam Mayor, if I can, the attachment seems to be a little bit out of order, but if I can take you to page 170. Page 170.
We're on, you must have the old agenda.
Yeah, I know the attachments ended up in.
So are you looking at that one there?
Yeah.
194 councillors.
Sorry, no, 170, with page 170.
No, oh.
Yeah. Yep. Somehow it's ended up in the attachments for the previous report. Maybe. You'll see an aerial photo of the car parking area. And
councillors, it's in the previous report.
Yeah. Originally the kebab van was being proposed in the westernmost car parking space, so the one up to the left. And it's now being proposed to be relocated to the easternmost, which is the one to the right. And if you turn the page, it gives you an indication of the street view of the particular premises.
Thank you.
sorry, Mr. Badger, through you, Madam Mayor, I just have one more question. Mm-hmm. So the 20 car parking spaces, is that what I'm looking at from the black car to the silver or white car? Is that all? Just that shop front there is what is customer parking?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I believe that that's... Most of the car parking is located at the front, but there's also a number of car parking spaces which are located around the side of the building.
Madam Mayor,
you're happy with that response, Councillor Harley? Councillor
Mayor, I have a question. For sitting area, is it allocated any sitting area, or is it just park a car, buy a food and take off?
For you, Madam Mayor, there's no seating or tables being proposed as part of this application.
Thank
you. Councillor Madley.
Madam Mayor, given that the hours of operation are from 5pm to 2am, and considering that there's quite a lot of conditions on this, particularly around waste management and how they operate their business, when would our local laws officers be able to, like, what time frame, because I'm assuming if they work 9 to 5, and I'm not sure if they do, what time frame would they get to have a chance to have a look to see whether this food van is potentially breaching their or adhering to their permit conditions?
Through you, Madam Mayor, because the conditions of a planning permit, it generally wouldn't be the local laws officers that would inspect these particular premises. It would be the planning enforcement officers. And generally speaking, planning enforcement officers would periodically inspect the site to ensure that conditions are being complied with, or if a complaint was received about the use.
Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Baggio, we obviously have noted in your report and you've discussed tonight regarding the second food van, which is about 250 metres away. Can you confirm whether that particular food van has access to a toilet at the local... I think it's attached to a service station. Has that come up in any discussions with the original food van?
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, Madam Mayor, it's my understanding that the other kebab van isn't at the service station site. It's at a property which is known as 1021 Western Highway, which is also within a front car parking area of an industrial development, and I can't confirm whether there's access to toilets.
Look, because it appears feedback from the local owners is the lack of toilet facility. I understand the second food van may be in very close proximity, walking distance of the local BP service station, and so that alleviates that concern. I was just wondering whether that was, if there was anything in the objections from the first food van about the toilet issues.
From what I can recall, there weren't specific issues relating to lack of toilet facilities.
Mr. Baggio, if we were to go ahead with a temporary 2-year permit, if there were multitudes of complaints or a breach of conditions, could that be revoked at any point?
For you, Madam Mayor, if there were a breach of conditions within that 2-year period, then the council could certainly initiate enforcement action against the operator, which may include what's known as a planning infringement notice, which is a fine in effect, or if the non-compliance continued, there's the possibility of council taking action at the magistrate's court. After the permit expires, after 2 years, then generally in terms of consideration of a new application, issues relating to, for example, compliance or non-compliance with the original permit would certainly be issues, if you like, which could be considered by council.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Is there any further clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Bushy.
Has there been any clarification sought from the, I think one of the shops might be a Christmas accessories and trees shop, about his hours of operation during the Christmas period?
I haven't noticed sort of clarification on that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Councillor Carley.
Thank you. Just one more question. Just thinking. Mr. Badger, when you spoke about extra parking, are you speaking about the parking that would be on Westwood Drive or where Soil Works is? Because Westwood Drive, behind this, I believe, I remember there used to be a PSW, which has now moved further on Westwood Drive, but behind there's some other business that has quite congested car parking, as it is behind. So is that where you're speaking about the parking behind all of this centre?
If I can take you to page 197 of the report... you'll see that it basically shows the front part of the site, and you'll see that the majority of the car parking spaces are located adjoining the frontage, and then to the east there's a number of car parking spaces located in that area, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were the car parking spaces that I was referring to, which were around the side boundary.
Councillor Kessick.
Madam Mayor, I would like to ask how many businesses in this front shops opposing actually the food van?
In terms of objections that have been received?
Correct.
So two objections have been received, and I believe that one of the objections also had a signatory. So in effect two objections.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further clarification? All right. If I could, we'll go back to the recommendation that's before us, councillors. Is there a mover for the recommendation?
I'd like to move this, Madam Mayor.
Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'll second it.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Kessich. If there's no further clarification, does any councillor oppose? We are now going into debate. So, Councillor Turner.
Reserve my right.
Reserve. Okay. who would like to go first of the opposition?
Oh, I don't mind, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Madeley.
Madam Mayor, I wasn't a fan of the first food van that that decided that they wanted to get their permit within the municipality. I personally believe that the construction or the actual infrastructure is not attractive. They are hard to manage in relation to compliance with the permit because they do operate at quite late and early hours of the morning, and I can't see our compliance officers going there at 2 a.m. in the morning to make sure that the, say, for example, the oil of the cooking oil is being removed in the proper way. It is only 210 metres from the other mobile food van. I wouldn't have had an issue if it was further, and that's not to say that I'm against competition in regards to the competing food van. I'm more thinking that if we get another 15 of these and they all line up 210 metres away from each other or 250 metres away from each other, it is going to look like an eyesore. And I'm just asking, when is council going to say enough to these food vans? And also, I don't believe that it's fair to the businesses that are there permanently to be looking in front of a food van, and that's why I'm opposing it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mavlik. Councillor Kessich, would you like to...
Madam Mayor, I believe that these two businesses would be competitive in price and quality. And as long as there are no obstruction to roads, footpaths, traffic signals, and road signage, minimum clearance in 25 meters from school crossings or other similar traffic control facilities, minimal disruption to surrounding residential area. That's why I second it, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Who would like to go next? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just heard Councillor Kesich say resident, it's away from residential, but it's not away from our businesses. And as a council, I know that we, look at Venture Melton, we're all there supporting the local businesses that we have in our municipality and making sure that they thrive. And I believe by putting a kebab van at the front of them is not the best thing for our local businesses. I've looked at this map and I know that the officers say that there's 20 car parking spaces. I don't believe that there would be 20 car parking spaces there looking at that. A litter is also something that really concerns me. 2 a.m. When the kebab van picks up and leaves and there's still people there eating their kebab, where are they going to put their litter? All over the floor. And what happens to our local businesses when they come to work the next morning, they're faced with litter throughout their whole car park. And who would want that? We've got one only 210 metres away. If anyone wants a kebab, I'm sure if they can drive a little bit, you know, up the road 210 metres, then they can get their kebab if they really, really want one. Madam Mayor, I'm concerned about the parking, about the litter, what this would do to our local businesses that are there. No one, like Councillor Malik said, would want to sit and run a business and look outside and see a kebab shop. Also with the parking, it concerns me that there won't be enough for those businesses if they've got customers. Who's going to, is a kebab van going to move if they're full, if the car parks are full, or what will happen? So, Madam Mayor, I have huge concerns and I don't support this at all.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. No, sorry, only one attempt at debate. Sorry, Councillor Kesich. Does any other councillor wish to address the chamber for? Any other councillor wish to speak against? Councillor Bushy.
Madam Mayor, I fundamentally don't have any issue with this one. I think Fati has done everything that's required of him. I'm just hesitant to support this one on the basis that we actually don't know the hours of operation during the Christmas period for that major store that's recently opened or soon to be opened. And so in a busy peak Christmas period where he's potentially going to be open late at night, how is parking going to be sufficient, firstly? Mm. And secondly, where is he going? Where is the issues around public toilet facilities, which has come out loud and clear from those businesses? Where are people going to find a toilet to use in that period? Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Does any other councillor wish to speak either for or against? Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And thank you, Councillor Bushy, for agreeing. That's good. Look, it's a commercial area. We've already agreed to the similar business, not 200 metres away. Being in a commercial industrial area, it doesn't have the same consideration as being living next door to it. It is mobile. It's a mobile van. Can be moved if required or when required. We've already set the precedence 3 or 4 years ago, and we had a big debate over it, and I must admit at the time I wasn't that keen on the idea either. However, there has been one there operating. At the beginning there was a few challenges, I know that, but they have complied to any conditions or standards they've been asked to comply to, and they've been operating, and I'm sure the gentleman has been making a living. Why should we make it that this guy can't get a living in an area where he lives, close by? Hours of operation, 5 till 2 a.m. Majority of the year, that wouldn't be a problem. At Christmas time, we might be a little problem, but the thing is, it also gives the people that are shopping something to eat as well. They've got, instead of one kebab to go to, they've got two. So that would make them in there, get their food and out quicker. So a better with two than one, because the through traffic will be a lot quicker. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. The discussion or the debate's finished. I'd now like to, the motion was moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour, raise your hands. All those against?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to call for a division.
You beat me by about 30 seconds, Councillor Madelick. Councillor Madelick has called for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich. All those against? Councillor Madelick, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Carley and Councillor DeSantis. Thank you. The division's carried. We will now move on to 1218, and it's the Social Procurement Framework Review, and it's to be brought to us by our Manager for Legal and Governance, Ms. Christine Denyer. Take your time, Christine.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The purpose of this report is to provide Council with a report on the review of the Social Procurement Framework. As reported to Council on the 24th of July, Council has in place a Social Procurement Framework, which became effective on 3rd of June 2015. Social procurement broadly refers to using procurement to address a specific social problem. Examples include youth unemployment, refugee skill levels, etc. The framework provides guidelines for all council tenders and suggests that social procurement be a criteria in service contracts of 5 or more years in length. For example, in the roads and parks and open space contracts, social procurement was used and specifically aimed there at youth unemployment. Pursuant to those contracts, there's a provision which calls for a trainee ratio of 1 trainee per 10 full-time allocated resources, and that must be maintained throughout the contract. At the ordinary meeting of Council on the 24th of July, Council resolved, among other things, to bring a report back to Council to advise on the review of the framework that was due. A review of the framework has been undertaken, and the findings of the review were, firstly, that Council has implemented a comprehensive social procurement framework in comparison to other councils. Secondly, that the overall feedback from contractors is positive, and we look specifically at the two contracts that I just referred to. And thirdly, that the overall feedback from internal staff was positive. Accordingly, the review recommended that the framework be endorsed unamended, and this was approved by Executive last week. The recommendation, therefore, is that Council simply notes the report. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Denyer. Councillors, does any councillor seek further clarification? Councillor Abushi.
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. I've just got a question to you, Ms. Denyer. Since the introduction of the guidelines in 2015, can you tell me how many contracts have had social procurement as a weighted criteria in relation to the tender? And can you also tell me, since the introduction of the guidelines in 2015, how many contracts have had social procurement clauses included?
Through you, Madam Mayor. So Council has had 16 service contracts since the introduction of the framework in June 2015. But only 3 of those contracts were for 5 or more years, and so therefore only 3 coming under the framework guidelines. of those three, two included social procurement in criteria and in clauses, and one did not. Does that answer your question, Councillor Bush?
Are you able to state which contracts they were? If you have knowledge, otherwise happy for you to take it on notice.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I do have that information. So the two are the two mentioned in the report, and the third one was the management and operation of council kindergartens.
So that was the one that was that didn't have it.
Correct. That's the one that does not include social procurement.
Thank you. Does any other councillor seek further clarification? Is there a mover? Councillor Bushy?
Thanks, Madam. I'd like to move this item, please.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Is there a seconder?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to second that motion.
Councillor Hardy. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you.
I call for division, please, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Bushy's called for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Bushy, Councillor Madeley, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Turner, Councillor Mendes, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Ramsey. The division's carried. We will now move on to item 13 and 14 of the agenda, reports from delegates appointed to other bodies and councillor representation and acknowledgements. I'll firstly start off with Councillor Carley, if she's ready.
Madam Mayor. And I'll be using my phone, Madam Mayor, just so you know, just to scroll through my dates on the calendar. Madam Mayor, I'll do them in order because I know that we've joined them anyway, so I'll just do them in order of dates. Uh-huh. I attended on the 23rd the Diggers Rest Pet Show. Madam Mayor, I absolutely loved that afternoon to see all the dogs dressed up and to receive their awards and to see the community of Diggers Rest out and about. That was a wonderful afternoon. On the 29th, I attended the Burnside Bear Senior Presentation Night. On the 6th of October, I attended the Rockbank Football Sporting Club Senior Presentation. And can I just say what a great job those two sporting clubs did on the evening, but not only that, what they do in our community for our youth to get them off the streets and to play football was great to see and great to hear. I also attended on the 7th of October the Platypus Festival. Madam Mayor, where do I start? What a fabulous afternoon that was. The crowds were huge as well. The entertainment for the kids was fantastic. If I could just congratulate Lynn Holdsworth and the Tulum Creek volunteers, and I know that Lynn and Simone are in the gallery this evening, on what a fantastic job you both did and all your volunteers. Well done. It was a really remarkable day. On the 11th, I attended the official opening of the Melton Botanic Gardens, and again, what a wonderful afternoon that was with the Governor of Victoria who could attend and officially open it for us. And again, the volunteers and John Bentley and what they've put into those botanic gardens is just marvellous. So well done to them. The Care Melton Expo. Again, great turnout. I got some feedback that a lot of the service providers loved the way it was set up this year with the marquee out on the car park. It was easier for them, and they said that they felt that there was an increase in numbers as well. So well done to Community Services, Maury, and all your team for a great Care Expo. On the same day, I attended the Early Years Committee. And we spoke about Best Start, Quarterly Survey Data Report, the International UNESCO Conference on Learning Cities, where Sally Edwards gave us a presentation, who is a lifelong learning officer for the Melton City Council.
We also spoke about Melton Learning and the new program that I believe will be launched on the 26th of October. And what that is usually we get our guide that tells us where the yoga classes and everything else will be happening and at what locations and at what times and what the fees are. And now that's going to be all put on online. But there will be, I was assured, some hard copies in still the libraries and some of council's buildings. We spoke about the four-way plan draft document as well. So that was in early learning years. And then, Madam Mayor, I attended the Melton History publication.
Sorry, Councillor Carley.
Am I past?
Yep, but you can finish up that statement.
Oh, okay, thank you. The Melton History publication, which is an exciting project. We had a summary of the community engagement that took place at both Melton Library and Caroline Springs Library, so we got a bit of a breakdown on what the community wanted to see in this book. We discussed the draft manuscript plan, project timelines and the next stages, and that is it. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Carley. Councillor Bushy, can you trim 37 seconds off yours?
I can, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
The 29th of September, the Burnside Bears Seniors Presentation Night at West Waters Hotel. The 4th of October, the Western Metro Partnership Annual Assembly at the Trades Hub at VU Sunshine, which is fantastic. It's nice to be part of setting the direction for the western suburbs. I thought that was really important, and it was great to see so many councils represented and community groups, community leaders of all walks. It was fantastic. On the 5th of October, the Merrill Ball at Tabcorp Park. On the 6th of October, Rockbank Sporting Club Seniors Presentation Night at West Waters Hotel. 7th of October, certainly this was my two boys' favourite event of the month because I drag them everywhere where I can. The Platypus Festival was the first time we've been to the festival, and it was remarkable. It was really good. It was, again, perfect weather for it as well. So thank you to Lynn and the good people that she works with. The Youth Advisory Council on the 12th of October, and yesterday was a glorious day for Lakeside Alive at Caroline Springs, and most of the councillors were there. What a great event. Again, perfect weather, great entertainment, and a job well done, and that should be passed on to the events team for putting on such a good event. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I attended the PDAC committee meeting on the 6th of October. The Friday 22nd of September, I was with Minister Marlene Caroots, turning of the sod at Caroline Springs Leisure Centre Extension and Sub-Regional Tennis Facility. Saturday 23rd of September was a Diggers Rest Pet Show. Friday the 29th of September was the Burnside Bears Presentation Night at West Waters Hotel, which was fantastic. Thursday the 5th of October, the Merrill Ball at Tabcorp Park. October the 7th was Platypus Festival. Thank you to Lynn Holdsworth and her team at Friends of Tulin Creek, which was a fantastic day. I got to hold some snakes with Councillor Maidlick and a rather large bird, which was fantastic. Tuesday, October the 10th was the launch of Nora Peters' Bird Photography Exhibition at the Melton Library and Learning Hub, and her photography is amazing, and I'm in love with a few of the pictures there. I'd like to get a few myself. October the 11th was the official opening of the Melton Botanical Gardens. It was a fantastic day with the Governor, the Honourable Linda Desu. And the 15th of October was the Pop Culture Lakeside Alive at Caroline Springs Lake, which is a fantastic day. And also on the same day was the Multicultural Association Incorporation Family Fun Day Diwali Festival at Hannah Watts Park. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Maidlick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I attended the Disability Advisory Committee and we discussed the Business Excellence Awards process and how we can actually improve the Access and Inclusion Award. We also spoke about Station Square Shopping Centre Reserve, Stage 4 and 5, and the Pride of Melton Concept Plan. We discussed the Disability Action Plan and Council's Guide to Disability and Aged Services and the Carer Expo, which I attended and again was a great success. One-stop shop with over 50 exhibitors who deliver support services or resources to carers, people with a disability or older people within our city. And Mr. Heaney, please pass on our warmest congratulations to Ms. Cremery and her team for delivering another great expo, and we are well renowned around the other Western Region Councils as well for such a great expo. I attended the MAV Professional Development Reference Group, and we spoke about how we can increase our attendances from other councillors to attend more professional development programs. I also attended the official opening of the Ravenhall Correctional Centre, a medium security correctional centre with a maximum of capacity of 1,300 prisoners, and it's due to become operational by the end of this year. It was also a very humbling experience, Madam Mayor. You yourself and Councillor DeSantis attended the Woodley, together with myself, Woodley Stage 7 Park, the Jackwood Park Flame Tree Avenue. And I'd like to share what is written on the plaque for the councillors and officers who couldn't unfortunately attend on the day. And the plaque reads, "The plaque was unveiled on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month 2017 in recognition of the important contribution of councillors and the officers of the City of Melton to the development of the Woodley community. Planted along the avenue are 10 Illawarra flame trees that represent the 9 current councillors, with the 10th tree symbolising the councillors and officers past. Woodley thanks Council for their service to the community," and what a great honour and privilege it was as councillors and officers to be recognised in this way, Madam Mayor, in Woodley. It is a great development that draws, the design of it is to bring people and neighbourhoods together, so a great development, and we thank them for the honour that they've given us. I also attended the community consultation for the master plan of 3 local parks, Allenby Road Hillside, Stewart Crescent in Rockbank and Kirkton Park, Currajung, and the master plans addressed how we can increase and better utilise that space, which the community members and the feedback that we received were quite positive, and they can't wait for the parks to actually be ready to be put to use. I also attended the Platypus Festival, and once again I congratulate Lynn Holdsworth and her team for a fantastic job in providing what was yet another fantastic event at the Tulin Creek. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madley. Could I just ask, what time did the Kirk one consultation finish?
The Kirkton Park Currajung, it went on, I think, 12:30 or 12:45, Madam Mayor. Yeah. I think it was supposed to be due to close at 1.
I arrived at 22 and there was no
However,
there.
The powers that be, which was not me,
okay,
said...
I was interested.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I was just following instructions, but I did have a quick browse. I did try and attend all 3.
Yes.
So I can't remember what time I got there, but it did finish a little bit earlier than what was expected.
Thank you. Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have 2 things.
Yes.
And I was thinking which one first. Well, I'll start with 20th September. I went for the semi-annual grant assessment panel meeting. What a lovely evening, very constructive. The 5th of October, Merrill Bowl at Tabcorp, beautiful.
Thank you.
On the 6th of October, the Rockbank Football Sporting Club senior representation nights at Westwaters Hotel. 12th of October, meeting of Committee for CEO review. He passed with a flying colours, and thank you for your wise advice. 15th of October, pop culture, Lakeside Alive at the Lake Caroline in the Caroline Springs was really beautiful. I went incognito, Madam Mayor. I was in my trackies with a black cap and black sunnies, and it was really, really beautifully organised. Congratulations, all of you. Madam Mayor, also, if you allow me, we come to the time in a year when Mayor has last council meeting, you chairing this last meeting, and I would
You're
like to...
You're going to make me cry.
I beg your pardon?
You're going to make me cry.
No, it's not my intention. So I would like to congratulate, on behalf of all councillors, to Mayor, Councillor Sophie Ramsey, on a wonderful, dedicated year as a mayor. Councillor Ramsey, her commitment to this council, our community and the city of Melton was exemplary. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Councillor Mendes.
Okay, I promise not to go too long. I'll touch on things that other people probably haven't touched on. The 19th of September, the Western Bulldogs Leadership Program. We've been very fortunate in the City of Melton to have a number of youth being mentored in a range of programs that they've taken upon themselves, whether it be family violence or youth homelessness. And they've done a tremendous job in fundraising to try and achieve success for those groups of people in our society. And the 21st of September, I was even more privileged to attend the Sustainable Cities Awards, where I saw many environmental projects from the City of Melton be recognised, from clean waterways to cultural heritage to protection of the environment, and even a successful winner in the Jane Phillips Frost Award, with Chris Rinaldi being presented with the Jane Phillips Frost Award. On the 10th of October, another environmental project, which is a fantastic project for the City of Melton with the Platypus Festival, and I do acknowledge Lynn and Simone for their great work and their committee, that they do a great job. On the 15th of October, the Diwali Festival, once again a huge crowd, and it was great to see the children and the music bellowing across the Hannah Watts Park yesterday, and ending with a wonderful fireworks display last night. And then the 12th of October, Lakeside Live. It was a wonderful day, and it was well attended by all members of the Caroline Springs community and many of our councillors. I'd have to say I'd like to see it continue on and probably be marketed more across the community, because many of the people in the City of Caroline Springs today actually said that they had no idea that it was on until 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So I think that's something that maybe we could, the council could probably take on further for next year. And last week I was fortunate enough to attend probably the second last sports committee awards, where I was actually able to hand out residence grants to people from both young and old in our sporting community and groups who successfully put in for grants and obtained a considerable amount of funding. I think we handed out about $12,000 in funding last Friday to people to allow them to pursue their sports of excellence. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor Turner, can I have you come up next, and then can I excuse myself while Councillor Hardy reports, because I think I need to splash my face. Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll be quick, seniors. I'll read out
Take
a few things.
Right.
You sure?
Mm.
10 minutes, okay?
No.
You got to try. Okay, I'll just read out a few. The semi-annual grants assessment panel meeting on 20th of September. Stainless Cities Award Ceremony was a fantastic afternoon. And special mention to Chris Rinaldi from Ainsbury. He was actually presented with the Dame Phyllis Frost Award, which is an amazing award to be presented with, especially at his age. It will be fantastic for his ongoing future, I'm pretty sure. I attended the Vegas Rest Pet Show, which was, I didn't get bit this time, so that was good. On the 24th of September, I went to Melton RSL, the new World War I Memorial, adjacent to the Country Club. It's there now, it's lit up at night time, so if anybody would like to go and have a look, please do so. On the 27th of September, I attended the Caroline Springs, and on the 4th of October, the Melton. You are invited to get activated, stay motivated. And it's a program run during the school holidays for the kids, the primary school kids mostly. And Margaret Zarafa and Liam do a fantastic job running that program and bringing in providers and trainers. And every year it changes, and they've got different people coming every year, and obviously the kids keep coming back and the numbers keep growing. It's fun. It's a really good program. I attended the Melton Residents Association on the 4th of October. We always like to bend the ear, but they're a good bunch just the same. On the 6th of October, the annual Milton... Oh, Councillor Ramsey's not here. Does that mean I can go all night?
Yeah.
Good, good stuff. I knew you would. You're such a good man, Mr. Bean. Annual Milton Toyota Relay for Life trivia night, which was in aid of the Cancer Council. And on the night, they raised $4,000 for it, which was fantastic effort. I think they had maybe around about 160, 170 people there. The Platypus Festival on the 7th of October. Once again, Lynn and her team do a fantastic job there, and it's great to be involved. I was there with the Lions on the day, cooking up the snags, and we sold out as usual. Another great day. Exhibition of Nora Peters' bird photography. I think I got there for 10 minutes. I just come back from Brisbane off the plane, and I just managed to catch a little bit of her speech. But what some fantastic pictures she takes, it's amazing. On 11th of October, of course, we had the Milton Botanic Garden official launch with the Governor of Victoria. You all right, Mayor?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good now. I'll just finish up then, seeing you back. Hannah's Race in Victoria on the 14th, and yesterday was a big day. We had Knights of the Southern Cross running the Multicultural Day at St. Catherine's Primary School, which was a very good day. We always have a great array of things for the kids to do. And they had the entertainment, they had these ballroom dancers up. They were brother and sister. I think they were about 14 or 15. You should have seen them. They were fantastic. We should get them in here one night, Madam Mayor, just for a bit of a dance and give people some...
Have you finished, Councillor?
I'm just about there, Madam Mayor. I'm just timing it for you. I'm just... Only because I had to give you time to get back in. I'll finish up quickly. Okay, yesterday, the Milton Cross social function, it was just a lunch with the Milton Red Cross, and in the afternoon, it was a Surrey Multicultural Diwali. So I think it's the third Diwali we've been to this month, but they're always fantastic. Always happy people dancing away. Madam Mayor, you could hear the fireworks from your house at 7 or 8 o'clock at night when they went off. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. I'm being terribly lenient on my fellow councillors.
There's only one problem, Madam Mayor. I've got to give you this.
Oh.
Do you really
sorry,
want it?
Sorry, Councillor Hardy.
I kept it for last.
Come on, one more.
Sorry, Councillor Hardy.
That's okay.
I missed this out until Madam Mayor come back. So if you find the right one, I'll be good or something.
Oh, the resilience.
I've got 26th of September, Madam Mayor, myself, Councillor Hardy.
No, it's just us two.
You sure?
Well, I'm probably...
I must be in a different one. My mind's getting worse. The Resilient Award, I'll just read a little bit for the gallery. Milton Council has taken out Victoria in 2017 Resilient Australia Award for the Emergency Ready Communities Project. Council partnered with Wyndham City Council for the initiative which empowered local community groups to become disaster ready. The Resilient Australia Awards is a national programme which promotes local projects helping make communities safer and better prepared for natural disasters such as bushfires or floods. And we were just so fortunate that we actually won the award for the year, the 2017 Resilient Australia Award.
That was sensational. Councillor Hardy, thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and lucky and last. Okay, Madam Mayor, on the 19th of September, I attended the Western Bulldogs Project graduation. On the 20th of September was the Milton South Annual General Meeting. The 21st of September, the Sustainable Cities Award Collingwood, where Milton was a winner in two awards areas. 24th of September was the World War One Memorial here in Melton at the club just down the road. 24th was the Bhutanese Kundra community. I attended very early in the morning because I had the another area to go to. The 25th was Australasia China Cities Business Summit. 2nd of October was the Witten Project Participation Project and Presentation.
And of course, on the second was the Western Metropolitan Partnership Assembly. There's two things that stand out. One was the Sustainable Cities Award in Collingwood. The other one was the RSL Award, World War I Memorial. And on the 5th of October, Madam Mayor, I attended Williamstown Hospital and I had a new knee replaced, and now I've got an artificial intelligence in my knee. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. All right, councillors, I haven't got that much longer than a couple of my councillors tonight, so I'll speed through these. This week was Interface Week at Parliament, and both myself and Mr. Tory and the CEOs of the Western Region, from the Interface, which is 10 mayors and CEOs, met with shadow ministers, green ministers, and also ministers, and to plead our cases for the Interface and especially the fund. The Road Safe Westgate AGM, I attended the semi-annual grants assessment panel, the Lead West Board meeting, I chaired the Interface Council meeting that was just held, the Western Metropolitan Partnership meeting with the mayors prior to the annual assembly, which Councillor Ibushi has mentioned. It was a great event and it's good to be part of deciding the future. The Western Metropolitan Region's mayors meeting happened the next day. Our PDAC meeting, Councillor DeSantis mentioned, and the CEO review panel, Councillor Kesich mentioned. The Tigers are premiers. Woohoo! Come on! Everybody else can leave. I'll start off. This month has been a really sad month. We had the passing of a former mayor and long-term councillor, and that's been mentioned in our correspondence from council, but I also want to mention a friend and a fellow, a Rotarian and a fellow Paul Harris Fellowship recipient, Mr. Brian Dobson. He was exceptional in this community. What Brian and his whole family have done have left a huge legacy, and to the Melton Rotary Club and also to Brian's family, Helen, and the kids and the grandkids. It was exceptionally moving, but he is someone whose legacy will go on and on. So thank you for that one. I also want to mention quickly, I'm going well for time, Remembrance Day on the 11th of the 11th is coming up. The Jerawarra Festival on the 18th of November, they're two of Council's premier events, so please make yourself available for those if at all possible. You won't be disappointed. During the month as mayor, I visited Corroy Creek Primary School, where I talked to the grade sixes about what it was to be mayor. And they were fairly ingenious with some of their suggestions going forward, so I'm keeping them for the budget. The Western Bulldogs Leadership Project graduation was a humbling experience, and then some of the project participants came to council and presented to council on their initiatives, and I think councillors all collectively were suitably impressed. Am I right? Yeah. Springside College Grasslands presentation, the Sustainable City Awards ceremony, which most everybody's spoken about, and congratulations to another Phyllis Frost award winner from Melton, fantastic, Chris from Ainsbury, the Diggers Rest Pet Show. I had the privilege of chairing the Bhutanese community. It wasn't Diwali, but it was something like Diwali. Sorry? Dashari. Thank you, Councillor Turner. The launch, another humbling experience was I was, on behalf of Council, launched the new World War One Memorial at for the Melton RSL, which is a nurse and a soldier, and it's situated at the Country Club. The Taylors Lakes Probus Club, which I had to correct a couple of people about some misconceptions they had about our council, but I did that with a lot of gusto, so that was great. The video interview with Atherston, the Resilient Australia Awards, we beat 16 councils and 16 initiatives right across from the police through to... it was absolutely incredible. I sat there and go, we've got no hope. And we won. So congratulations to everybody involved. Mr. Torrey and I went to the invitation for waste to energy in the West consultation with Caesar Mellon. I was a guest judge for the Melton Star Search, the Burnside Bears presentation night, the Shujurgut Festival of Dashara, the Shujurga, the launch of the Daughters of the West, the Merrill Ball, thank you to everybody that attended, a Channel 7 interview on illegal dumping, and I'm going to go really quickly through the rest, the Relay for Life at Caroline Spring, the Relay for Life for Melton Toyota to fundraise, the Platypus Festival, I've only missed one, but Lynn, that was sensational yet again, the CFA Annual Awards Dinner, Stage 7 to the Park with the Flame Trees, what Councillor Madeley failed to say, that they've got all our names on the plaques too, so there you go. The Nora Peters, isn't she absolutely fantastic? Bird photography. Yeah. The official opening of the Melton Botanic Gardens by Linda, our Governor, Her Excellency Linda DSO. The Western Base meeting, Care Expo, gets better and better every year. The official opening of the Ravenhall Corrections Centre, and I can't think of the minister's name. Gail Teeny. I did, just as you said. The Melton Historic Project. I flipped the coin for the Melton Wolves Gridiron, the Allied Express Victoria Cup Dinner, Lakeside Alive, that was fantastic. The North Titans baseball game, I threw the first pitch, and that was supposed to be overarm, but I wanted to do a Trevor Chappell and do it underarm, they wouldn't let me. And that's finished off with the Melton Diwali Festival, which was held by the Australian Multicultural Association yesterday. That was the month that was. Thank you very much, councillors. We will now move on to notices of motion. We'll commence with 15.1, notice of motion 513, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move a motion that Council, one, approve in principle live streaming of ordinary meetings in Council with implementation to occur when Burnside Children's and Community Centre opens and also include Council Civic Centre chambers. Two, conduct such live streaming via a dedicated YouTube channel as its streaming platform. Three, to develop a detailed policy and procedure on live streaming of council meetings. And four, note the council report presented on the 29th of May 2017, item 12.5, the response to notice of motion 465, live streaming of council meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Is there a seconder?
I'd like to second that, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any council seek further clarification on this item? The motion before us has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any council oppose the motion? Okay, we'll go into debate. Councillor DeSantis.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I feel that this is really important. It has been put to council before. And I just think for transparency purposes and the community access and engagement, I believe that it should be accessible for all regardless of your ability, and it includes everyone in the community. Many other councils are getting digital and keeping up with the times, and I think that Melton City Council, given that we are up with the times, I think this is the one thing that we're not, and I'd like to see that happen. That's all I'm going to say for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any council want to speak against it? Okay. Councillor Turner.
I just feel that we've got enough on our plate without having video. I think we should let's get the audio right first. We have to stream our audio and see if that works. I think we've got enough of a platform here as it is. I think our funds, our council funds, could be spent in better ways than paying to put cameras and bits and pieces in. That's enough, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Anyone else like to speak for the notice of motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I think that this is the way of the future, and for someone that is not IT savvy, but there are a lot of our residents out there that are, and I feel that other councils are doing this. I think it's just a matter of time that this will happen eventually if this gets knocked down. It is reaching a wider audience within our community as well, as Councillor DeSantis says. It's accessing all abilities. I'm one for allowing our community members to be able to access things that they're privy to access. I mean, our residents have every right to see what's happening in this chamber, whether they can access it physically or not. This will give them a better access opportunity. And I do thank the members of the gallery who come here regularly. It is appreciative. And I believe that this will broaden our audience and allow other probably younger members of the community that probably might not want to attend the access to see what their elected representatives and what their decision-making, I guess, capabilities are. It is a low-cost system, so we're not talking huge here. We're talking a YouTube channel. It will be going into the new Burnside Children and Community Centre, so it will be able to retrofit that. And it'll keep up with the technology and how our residents are communicating to us that they want to be targeted. So, you know, we see in surveys that they want more access or the more information on social media, and this is, I think, just another great way to allow access for our community members and allow them to see what their elected members, who they've elected, are doing in regards to their promises at come election time and also throughout the year. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Carley, I apologise. Actually, I'll go to Councillor Kesich, but I apologise because you were supposed to go next.
Madam Mayor, just short, I think that we are pretty transparent. We're open for everyone who would like to come here and join us, see what we're doing. So saying that, I believe that still we don't have a need for a YouTube channel. We're spending too much time behind the computers, so this is a nice exercise to come here to Council and see what we're doing live. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kethidge. Sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at Christine.
I was puzzled, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
10 years set up there of two computers. We can barely run one and she's got two. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And Councillor Kethidge, computers are the way of the Madam Mayor, if I could just say I fully support this because, as my fellow councillors know, I'm all for engaging our community. That is why I wanted a rotation of council meetings, which keeps getting knocked back, even though we did have some trials and they were successful, but they keep getting knocked back to continue that. But, Madam Mayor, it's about engaging with our community. It's about giving our residents the opportunity to see their elected councillors at work. If it's not for our residents, we actually wouldn't be here as elected representatives sitting around this table making decisions on their behalf. So I believe that they have a right to see what we're actually, what we do, what decisions we make as their elected councillors. And just sometimes certain residents can't get here, whether they're the elderly or they don't have a car to come, or at least this gives them the option to log on at home,
and they can see and watch what we are actually doing. I do watch other councils, and I know that many councils are actually leading the way and going live streaming, and Moreland is one of them. And I find it fascinating to watch, and up the top you see a little picture of an eye and how many clocks they've got and how many residents are logging in. And at one stage, I remember, was over 1,000, that I could see that there were eyes watching this and watching the council meeting. What better way is there to engage with our community than on live streaming? We look at our members of parliament. They've got streaming. We see the decisions that they're making. We can watch their question time. It is open and transparent. So why shouldn't local government, who is at the roots, at the roots of government, be doing the same? If we've got our state and our federal members doing that, and we can see what they're actually doing. Again, Madam Mayor, it's about transparency. I fully agree with it. I think that it's the way that this council should be heading. And that's all I really have to say, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any other councillor wish to speak, either for or against? Councillor Bushy.
Madam Mayor, it worries me that this item has appeared in our agenda twice this year. It also worries me, and with no disrespect to some of the regional councils such as Wangaratta, Indigo, Alpine, Shepparton, who are regional councils and are now live streaming. We're a growing municipality of 140,000 residents and growing rapidly, one of the biggest, fastest growing municipalities in Australia, and we are not engaging with our young people, predominantly young people. Our municipality is represented by lots and lots of young families who can't attend a meeting with young kids, for example. We have a problem in Victoria with councils and people, not the wider group of people, not engaged in council issues. And I cannot believe that we cannot live stream so that people can engage with us in a time where people aren't engaging. I think, you know, this is an absolute shame on people who are opposing this, because this really is a way to the future. It obviously will happen eventually, but I'm not happy that we're wasting officer resource time in producing these reports only to get knocked back for, really, no one here has still produced a valid reason. Councillor Turner said that our audio isn't streamed. Actually, it is streamed, and people can access our audio. This is the next level of technology that we need to look into the future. People can access it. You know, people can go on a website and access it. They're free to do it. But it's just a little bit embarrassing when regional councils with smaller population are live streaming, and we're one of the fastest growing municipalities in Australia, and we can't live stream our council meetings so that people can view what's happening and how we're spending ratepayers' money. Shame on you.
Sorry, Councillor Bushy, could you please retract those last couple of words? Everybody's entitled to an opinion.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
But please don't denigrate other councillors for that. Please, just, I'm not asking you to retract any of the others, just the last three words.
I'd need to get advice on that, Madam Mayor.
Well, I'll give you 30 seconds.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, you can't put me on the spot.
Okay, I would like to basically say that no councillor should use the words shame on you or expressive language like that in this chamber. Everybody has been elected for a reason, and they're entitled to their opinion, whether it be your way of thinking or not.
Madam Mayor, there's been plenty of examples this year.
I'm not going to get into a discussion with you. I asked you to retract the last three words. Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Does any other councillor wish to speak for or against the motion that's before us? Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I'd just also like to mention that also a good thing about technology, and everyone's on Facebook these days, we can actually share that down our feeds, and we can even put on Mountain City Council Facebook and website so people can actually click on, and not in live time, they can watch it taped in their own time. I think that's really important too. I think that's a fantastic thing. I just really, really hope that most of my councillors support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. The discussion or debate finished. I'll put the motion to the vote. The motion has been moved by Councillor DeSantis and Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? All those against?
Madam Mayor, I call for a division.
And I'll ask you to retract your statement. Councillor Carley?
Madam Mayor, I was actually speaking to myself. I didn't say it out on the microphone. I said it was no surprise. No surprise on how the voting went, considering that last time...
Councillor Carley, have you retracted the statement?
No, I won't.
Okay. The discussion in and around a vote...
I called for a division.
You have called for a division. I'm about to do that. But I don't appreciate... the running commentary. Thank you. Councillor Carley has asked for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Madelick and Councillor Ibushi. All those against? Councillor Turner, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich and Councillor Ramsey. The motion's lost. We will now move on to 15.
Madam Mayor, if you allow me, I would just ask, are we going to get this retraction 30 seconds is on?
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Do you want me to talk about 15.2, which is irrelevant to where we're at the moment?
Under the Code of Conduct, which we've all signed, the local law, it says ordering withdrawals of remark. Do you want me to go on, Councillor Ibushi, or would you like to just take back the shame on
you? Madam Mayor, can you please finish reading that?
Okay. Whenever a councillor makes use of an expression or remark that is disorderly or capable of being applied offensively to any other councillor or officer, the offending councillor will be required by the chairperson to withdraw the expression or remark and to make a satisfactory apology to the meeting.
Madam Mayor, if anyone has taken the statement, shame on you, and someone's deeply offended by that, I do apologise.
A councillor required to withdraw? Thank you. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, sorry, does that mean that when you told me it was a waste of time to debate an item three meetings ago, as the chair,
does that mean we have to bring that up as well?
Is that a point of order?
No, yes, Madam Mayor. Can we go back 5 years, Councillor Madelick?
No, not 5 years. It was actually two meetings ago when you were the chair, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
When you told me it was a waste of my time for debating an issue.
And point of order, Madam Mayor, when Councillor Kesich not long ago told me that I had no manners and refused to answer my question, I found that quite offensive.
Councillor Carley, Councillor Madelick, you're all out of order.
Point of order, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Councillor Hardy.
Can we return to the agenda item 15.2, please?
Yes, please. I was just noting that.
Madam Mayor, referring to 15.2, thank you very much to the council officers. This information that I sought and the report is covered in a previous report, Madam Mayor, 12.7, and thank you very much, Murray. It covered it very well. So I withdraw the 15.2, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. 15.3, notice of motion 515, Councillor Mendes.
Okay, let's hope this one's better received. My notice of motion is that council officers prepare a report to consider providing a local sports grant per quarter for each ward based on specific criteria to cover uniform and fees for residents below the age of 18 to allow them to participate in their chosen sport.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Maitland.
Do we have an approximation of how much this is going to cost?
Are you directing your question to officers or Councillor Mendes?
Whoever wants to answer it. Most likely the officers, I would think, unless Councillor Mendes has some sort of figure in mind.
Councillor Mendes, can you tell us what...
At this stage, it's only a report and I am looking at specific criteria.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Did you want to, Mr. Heaney, add anything to that?
I think the officer's comments, Madam Mayor, it's a fair piece of work. There's 80 active sports clubs and we'll have to drill down to the 18 and under, so it'll be a bit of time before we can come back to council.
Thank you. Thank you. Any further clarification? Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Notice of motion 516, Councillor Mendes.
That council officers prepare a report on possible locations for a multi-purpose facility for a hockey and futsal field in the City of Melton's Eastern Corridor.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any clarification? Okay, does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Notice of motion 517, Councillor Mendes.
The council officers provide a report on the cost of installing security cameras at kindergarten and childcare centres in the City of Melton.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Is there a seconder for this notice of motion?
Madam Mayor, I have a question.
Okay. Clarification, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm assuming that this is only council-run facilities and not all kindergartens in Melton.
At this stage, it's only council-run facilities.
Do you want to alter that to reflect?
I'll alter it to read that council officers provide a report to the cost of on the cost of installing security cameras at kindergarten and childcare centres that are owned by the City of Melton.
Okay.
Wait a second, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by... did any other councillor have any clarification? The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Turner. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to... notice of motion 518, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move motion that Council consider giving a warning notice to drivers that are legally parked for their first offence only. Thank you.
The motion's been moved by Councillor Turner. Is there a seconder? Councillor Hardy, I apologise. I should have done so at the beginning of the meeting. I know you've had extensive knee surgery. Please don't jump up and down. You may raise your hand.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll be happy to second the motion.
Sorry. Okay, does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Councillor Mosley.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I'd like to know if this will, if a future report will come to council as to how this will occur, or will it be under the discretion of local law officers? Because I take note that the technology at the moment can't deal with this. So it's talking about new technology, and I just wanted to know, is this are we as councillors committing to some funding that we're sort of unaware of?
If the motion was carried, councillor, officers would then look at how we could implement the premise on which it's based, And we would give regard to council's wishes and then implement as best it could be implemented. It does say that council consider, so it's not saying that it's obligatory to give a warning, but we would develop a set of criteria around which we would apply the warning process, and that could be expanded, altered, considered, referenced by council at any point in time.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. CEO. Okay, where am I now? I've got Councillor Turner has moved it, Councillor Hardy has seconded it. Is there any further clarification being sought? Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. The next notice of motion is mine, so I'll get Councillor Turner to take the chair, if that's okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Notice of motion 519, Councillor Ramsey.
I'd like to move the motion or recommendation that says that council officers report on the adequacy or otherwise of toilet facilities at the Melton Bowling Club and indicate what capacity exists to address any identified needs within the project scope of the current works scheduled at the club.
Thank you. Does any councillor require further clarification?
Yes.
Councillor Merrick.
In regards to the officer's comments, it says that the toilet facilities have been assessed and they are in good condition and reasonable remaining useful life of approximately 20 years. If we were to consider putting toilets into the scope of the current project works, what would basically drop off? Something would have to give in regards to the already detailed plans that we have, or maybe we have plans.
Councillor.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, can I speak?
No, sorry.
Thank you.
I was going to answer.
Yeah, I haven't finished.
Okay.
So in regards to what potentially might be dropping off in this, do we know, would that be a possibility that something else would come out of the project and would put in the toilets, or how would this actually go about? Because the officers are saying that the toilets are still in good condition for another 20 years.
Thank you, Councillor Medley.
Can I respond to that?
Unless one of the officers wish to.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, the current works involve the refurbishment of one of the rinks, so it's unrelated to the building itself. If council were to agree to construct a further toilet facility, then an increase in budget would be required. There's no way council could scale back the restoration of the rink. That needs to be done, so it would be an increase in budget.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Just to follow up, do we know roughly how much that would be? And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but roughly?
No, we don't, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Acting Chairman. One thing I should point out is that the notice of motion also calls for a council report, so if council endorses this, I would envisage that we could cost more accurately the likely cost associated with the toilet facility.
And it would come back to council?
And it would come back to council for resolution, yep.
Thank you. Councillor
Zushi. Thanks, Mr. Chair. Can I just ask, is the intent here, because I'm a little bit confused, but is the intent here to create another set of toilets? For whoever wants to answer. Councillor Ramsey, if you want to answer.
All I was going to say was they've been requesting some additional toilets, and if there's scope in the current contract with the current dollars that are there, maybe we can look at extending the scope of works, full stop. So I'm not asking for anything to be dropped off, removed, altered or adjusted. It depends on the scope. The toilets aren't being picked up in the current scope of works, and if there's some money left over by which access to additional toilet block can be made available, then at no further cost to council, then that's what the notice of motion says.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Any other questions? Deputy Councillor Lemon. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the Melton Bowling Club, and I'm just going to compare it to the Diggers Rest Bowling Club, are their toilet facilities the same? Or the amount of toilets? Sorry to put you on the spot, Mr. Heaney. Okay. Are their members roughly the same? Well, that's a bit... than what there is in Diggers. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. No more questions.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. So in regards to this report, is it going to be an extensive report? Because we've just heard that to include the toilets, it is going to either increase the budget or, because there's no scope in scaling this project back, but the Councillor Ramsey or Madam Mayor, who's put this notice of motion, is saying that if it's in scope with the... So we're getting conflicting, like... Mr. Shannon said, no, we can't, but we're still asking for a report. Is the report going to take a lot of time? Because obviously we're going to get the report back saying, no, it can't be. So I'm just thinking, is it worth doing a report? Like, is there going to be a lot of time spent on this report?
Mr. Chairman, the report itself wouldn't be overly onerous. What it would indicate is what the current works are, what the budget is for those works, and... it would then need to ascertain some type of scope as to what the toilet facility might be and therefore what the indicative cost would be. But you can imagine that the contractor undertaking the works for the restoration of the green is unlikely to be a contractor who would construct toilet facilities, so it would need to be an additional contract, if you like, that would need to be awarded, but the report will detail that and the likely cost. Thank you.
I have a further question, Mr. Chair.
Councillor Bushy.
What changed between when this came up during our budget discussions, where the, I'm assuming the refurbishment was put forward by the community group, and now with regards to the toilets? I mean, is this been an ongoing issue, and why has it just suddenly come up? Because this could have, like what I'm trying to say is we couldn't have achieved that outcome by funding it right from the start and doing that work instead of now having to duplicate the work.
Well, again, I've asked for a report because initially the rink was the most important item on the agenda, and as Councillor Carley pointed out, there's probably three times as many members to the Melton Bowling Club as there is for Diggers Rest, yet there may need to be that additional works for the toilets. Now, I didn't know whether sometimes Council's very lucky in when it tenders work, that sometimes something might come back a little bit under what was expected, and there might be some scope in the contract to do some additional works. But because they're not in the scope of the original project, that can't happen. So that's why I'm asking to see if once it's gone out to tender and the contract's let, if there's any scope in the current budget that's been allocated for this project to complete the toilets. Fair enough.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Councillor Carley.
Thank you. Councillor Ramsey just said that Councillor Carley said that there's three times
more...
No, sorry,
did I say it like that? I apologise, Councillor Carley. You said that... did it compare...
What the numbers...
Thank you for answering my question, Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you.
No more questions. Yeah, that's where we're going. Motion's been moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a seconder?
Mr. Axon, I'd love to second that motion. And can I have 2 minutes to talk on that?
No.
No. Not yet. It's Councillor Ramsey's motion. Okay, moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Anyone oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
I call for the division, please.
Thank you.
Division call by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Midlick, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Turner, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendez, and Councillor Carley. Thank you. Councillor Ramsey, I don't know if I said you. Against the motion, Councillor Debussy.
No, he
changed
his
mind. Change your mind. That's okay. He can change your mind. I declare it carried. Sorry, guys.
Okay, thank you, councillors. Thank you, Councillor Turner. We will now move on to 15.8, Notice of Motion 520. Councillor Hardy.
Yes, Madam Mayor. With your indulgence, I'd seek 2 points of clarification. Can I do it at this point in time?
Once I've got a seconder.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kisich. Okay, you've got 2 points of clarification,
yeah, that's correct,
Councillor
Madam Mayor. Yeah, to the CEO, 2 points, Cal. Has the Melton City Council sought an expression of interest from developers and Tier 1 building contractors to construct, operate and or finance a public, private and associated service hospital precinct in Melton?
No, we haven't,
okay,
Councillor.
Point two. Has the Melton City Council set out competitive tendering processes for the construction, operation and or finance for a public, private and associated service hospital precinct in Melton?
Not at this stage, no, we haven't.
Thank you. That's, yeah. Madam Mayor, it gives me great...
Sorry, is there any further clarification?
No, there's only the 2 points, sorry.
Yep. Councillor Maidlick.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to know if the mover and the seconder of this item would include an extra dot point or extra sentence under item 3 to add as per councillor's relevant policy framework.
Councillor Hardy and Councillor Kisich, are you happy to accept those words?
No, Madam
Mayor. So, I'll use that as an alternate if this one fails, Councillor Maidlick. Is that okay? Right.
Madam Mayor, can I just ask a question just to clarify? Councillor Hardy said no to councillors' policy framework that we have in place, just so I'm getting this right, and it's got encourage councillors to utilise their networks to initiate conversation with state and federal government representatives aimed to achieving development of a hospital precinct in Melton, but he doesn't want to include councillors' policy framework that this council has adopted. I mean, I'm just a little bit concerned because we've seen what the front page has in regards to the hospital, what took place there, and then the CEO had to retract. What kind of information will be given if we can't stick to our policy framework? I'm just concerned.
Okay. Madam Mayor, it'll become very clear once the motion is out, but I just point to your officer's comments, point two. There is a defined health precinct within the Tulin Urban Development Framework, and etc. And this motion fits in comfortably with that and also allows councillors to go forward and take up their discussions with state, federal and also other representatives. There's no restriction to that at all. It's just that the motion is as stated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any further clarification, Councillor Maidlick?
Can I just clarify what your intention? Did you say that would be an alternate?
If this fails, I might try this alternate.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, because I am a little bit concerned, but I'll save it for debate, Madam Mayor.
And Madam Mayor, I just have one more question to Councillor Hardy. I just need to hear again from Councillor Hardy.
Councillor Carley, please sit down.
No, I've just asked. I'm asking
the same question again?
Well, he didn't answer my question. I'm asking him. I need to know, is Councillor Hardy going against a council's policy framework that we have in place, yes or no?
As I've already stated to the councillors, the motion is quite extensive. It covers all the relevant points and it allows councillors to go forward.
Point of order.
Take up counselling.
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Councillor Hardy is not asking my question. He's not answering my question. I hear what you're saying, Councillor Hardy, and I can read your notice of motion. But what I'm asking you is that Councillor Maidlick's addition was in regards to a councillor's policy framework that this council has adopted, and you're going against that.
Thank you, Councillor Carley.
Is it yes or no?
Thank you, Councillor. That right in the motion and the subsequent notes thereafter, if we have debate, it is all covered, and it will become very, very self-explanatory to everybody. But there is no intention that any councillor does not have the right to go forward and take up their discussions with federal, state and also other representatives.
And can I add, before we go backwards and forwards any further, Councillor Code of Conduct, the local law, the policy framework are all still in place regardless of whether they're emergency or not.
They're in or not. Correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
You want a clarification?
No, Madam Mayor.
Any further clarification?
Yeah, me, Madam Mayor. Just with your statement there, I just want to hear from our governance team if that is a correct statement. I'd like to hear from her that if this did go through, councillors would still have to abide by the council's policy framework, code of conduct and everything, with the way that this notice of motion is written, and now that Councillor Hardy's declined to accept that alternate. Or the amendment, I should say.
Through you, Madam Mayor, as currently worded, I would think that any current policy, code of conduct, meeting procedure in place at the time would all be applicable and would apply to the full extent.
Thank you.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Hang on, let me get my bearings. We have a mover and a seconder. Does any councillor seek further clarification? The motion has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Okay, we'll go into debate. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First and foremost, it gives me great pleasure to introduce this hospital motion precinct on behalf of all the residents in Melton and surrounding areas. And Madam Mayor, having said that, the motion is as is. That the council authorise the CEO to investigate potential sites for a hospital precinct within the municipality. The precinct to be a minimum of 15 hectares to accommodate public, private, hospital and allied health facilities. Third point, encourage councillors to utilise their networks to initiate conversations with state and federal government representatives aimed at achieving development of a hospital precinct in Melton. Fourth point, Madam Mayor, is forward a copy of this motion to the State Minister for Health and the Premier with request for a briefing meeting aimed at achieving a commitment to place the hospital funding in forward estimates for delivery in 2022-2023. And Madam Mayor, I wish to talk on that.
Well, this is your opportunity. I've just given it to you.
Come Thank on. You very much. Can I continue, Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor, that Melton is a growth champion, having measured, managed and achieved substantial productivity improvements in attracting businesses to Melton. The Toolan Activity Centre, which have all enjoyed substantial growth. The principle of joint use underpins Melton City Council's plans for delivery to the community infrastructure. Council has also previously entered into private-public partnerships with development of education, involving the delivery of a school community hub and a learn-to-swim facility in Melton. The award-winning Caroline Springs development is a case in point where council enthusiasm for partnerships led to positive outcomes, where money was saved and the community benefited from improved service and infrastructure provision. Melton Council continues this tradition, taking every opportunity to initiate, build and foster ongoing working relations. It is time, Madam Mayor, to consider a health precinct encompassing the public, private and ancillary services for Melton, which will cover all the outlying areas from Gisborne down to Larne, across the world.
Bless you.
And there will be other areas that will have advantages coming to a facility of this note. And give us this note, given that this facility, Madam Mayor, has the potential for starting at 500 jobs and $300 million just for the private. And there has been keen interest to the CEO from numerous areas for people to take on funding for the public and also for the private hospital. We are at a crossroads, Madam Mayor, where this will drive initiatives, this will drive employment, and this will drive a health precinct that will benefit our community. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Sorry. Okay, does any councillor wish to speak against the motion? Councillor Madeley.
Madam Mayor, can I first make it totally clear that I am not opposing the hospital. I am, in fact, in favour of the hospital. I am opposing in its current form, Madam Mayor, and very alarmed that Councillor Hardy did not want to include six simple words as per councillor's relevant policy framework. Now, I'm not sure if it's because he's a new councillor, but some
point of order, Councillor Madelick. Councillor Ramsey, I know that this evening you've actually told a number of councillors off for talking, but you're actually looking at Councillor Madelick and Councillor Hardy and Councillor Kessie for speaking.
Thank you, Councillor. And I'm not Councillor Ramsey, I'm Madam Mayor. Thank you.
I do apologise.
Thank you. Please refrain from talking when I'm... And that goes to Councillor Kesich and Councillor Hardy, but it goes to everybody across the board.
I apologise, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Does that mean my 3 minutes starts again?
You can.
So I just want to make it perfectly clear that I am not opposing the hospital. I am opposing and, quite frankly, alarmed that Councillor Hardy does not want to put an extra six words as per councillor's relevant policy framework. Now, I'm not sure if it's because he's a new councillor, so I'll give him leeway in regards to that. But the policy framework would include the advocacy policy, councillors' media policy, online engagement policy, confidentiality policy, advocacy policy, councillor code of conduct, as well as the policy framework. I hope that councillors, I know what I was going to call you Councillor Denyer. I know what Miss Denyer has said, that regardless of whether this is in the notice of motion or not, we have to adhere to it. But the errors and the misinformation that was sprawled across the front page, Madam Mayor, of the so-called funding of the hospital, which it wasn't, all came about because of errors that weren't followed in regards to our councillor relevant policy framework. So I would be happy, more than happy, to support this, and I hope that the mover reconsiders, or the other councillors, yourself, a more experienced councillor, Madam Mayor, you know what this means, whether we add this in our notice of motion or not. It is just to confirm and make sure that it is not to deter councillors from talking to their MPs. We're allowed to do that. However, we do have a policy framework that we have to abide by.
Madam Mayor,
is that a point of order?
To get to a point of unanimity, which we're all about, and we all talk about how we do drive it, I'm just going to lead from the front and saying, yes, I'll give ground and adopt the council policies in the motion, Madam Mayor. Happy to do so.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Councillor Kesich, are you prepared to...
Madam Mayor, I agree.
Thank you. And can I just make one minor correction there? Papers will write what they like. All papers, suburban papers, local papers. It's a good thing. If you quote it incorrectly, we'll give our councillors the benefit of the doubt. So, policy, what were the words, six words?
As per councillor's relevant policy framework.
Councillors?
Councils. Sorry, Madam Mayor, councils.
Relevant policy framework. Okay, so now if we've got now with the inclusion of those six words, would have saved quite a bit of debate, Councillor Hardy. Is the motion opposed? Okay, the motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Gibbs.
Before we go to the vote, can we still speak on this
Madam Mayor.
Do you still want to speak to it?
Yeah, I do.
Councillor.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, Madam Mayor, that and just echo what Councillor Malik has just said. Thank you, Councillor Hardy, for adding the extra amendment, because I too was a little concerned that it wasn't included in the original notice of motion. However, I strongly have always supported a public hospital, and I know that when I came onto this council, I was actually on the public hospital committee, and I fully agree that we need a public hospital in the city of Melton. And thank you once again to Councillor Hardy for adding that amendment.
Thank you. I will at this point draw everybody's attention to dot point two. The precinct is to be a minimum of 15 hectares to accommodate a public hospital, a private hospital, and allied health facilities. Because I only heard you say public. So, yeah. Okay. So the motion, does any other councillor wish to speak? The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich, with a minor amendment. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Councillor Kesich has called for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madelick, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes and Councillor Turner. The division's carried. We will now move on to 15.9. Notice of motion 521, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. Yeah. In line with the conversations we had previously about the Audit Committee, Municipal Committees or whatever, and about the high tea, that was always, right, it was discussed, there was an amount put in place, but the Speaker has not been allocated, nor has it been used previously. It is still outstanding for final resolution. And tonight, councillors, we come to that position where we resolve, and I draw your attention to the motion that is in front of you, that prior to a guest speaker being engaged for the Council International Women's Day event, a report be presented to Council for approval of any proposed speaker. That is also encompassing inside that would be costs of any other associated services inside that. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. I've had
great pleasure in moving that one.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Is there a seconder for the motion? Is there a seconder for the motion?
I'll second it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Sorry, I apologise. Okay, the motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any council seek further clarification? Councillor Mendes.
Yes, Madam Mayor, could somebody just remind me of what month the International Women's Day event occurs?
It's the 8th of March every
March.
Year.
Okay. So, I just wanted to ask the mover and the seconder if they would include that after the proposed speaker, and that a defined capped budget amount be set for all future speakers with a recommendation from council officers to be determined prior to the next International Women's Day event.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On this occasion, I've got to say no, and I'll give you the reasons why. Because that's up to the council and the councillors on any given day to have this before them and make the necessary discretionary judgments if there is going to be a speaker or if there's going to be an expenditure item.
And the report will come to council.
Correct, Madam Mayor.
For ratification. Any further clarification? It's been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Are there any councillors against the motion? Okay, we'll go into debate. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This motion here clarifies, right, the previous discussions that councillors had on the actual budget to the day and if there was going to be an allocation of expenditure to a guest speaker. There has never been a guest speaker, nor has there been any expenditure. But like all things, right, we must look to the we must look forward for the day when there will be. And to do this, it must come before council and councillors to make the deliberation if there is going to be an agreed position, if there is going to be an agreed amount, or is it going to be squashed for reasons being. It is a simple formula, Madam Mayor, and it allows councillors, right, on a day-to-day and on a year-to-year, and in a couple of years' time, there'll be other councillors sitting in this forum that will make that decision also. Thank you, Madam
Thank
Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Who would like to go first? Councillor Madeley.
Yes, Madam Mayor, could I first make it quite clear that I am not opposing or not against the International Women's Day event. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fabulous idea, and we have discussed that and debated that, and there's a set specific amount there that we can use for the budget. Mm-hmm. Let's go forward in regards to that. My qualm was always and has been that there is not a defined capped budget amount for the guest speaker. Now, I don't think it will happen in this council, Madam Mayor, in regards to that, you know, a potential speaker could cost. I know there's some guest speakers that could cost $250,000, Madam Mayor, and with this notice of motion and what's currently in place, that could potentially occur. Given that the Mayor, or you know, if there's enough councillors that agree that a $250,000 guest speaker is going to be put into council, there is a potential and a danger for that to happen, Madam Mayor. Don't shake your head. There is a potential that it could happen. Even if it's not 250, it could be 15, it could be 20. What I'm saying is let's have officers recommend, because they're the experts, they're the ones that have gotten guest speakers before. We have guest speakers all the time. Let them come to us with a recommendation of what's fair and reasonable. Let's cap that in our budget. It is better governance to know what we are facing in regards to a budget. At the moment, there's a question mark there. There's just a guess. At the moment, there's not a set amount in the budget, and that is not good governance. Anyone who's sat on the audit committee, anyone who has responsibility in setting their budgets at home, knows that if there's not a set amount for a particular expense, things can go astray, and that's not good governance, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, on a point of order, if I may, that prior to a guest speaker being engaged for the Council International Women's Day event, a report be presented.
I understand that.
And the report will outline, as I said to you, any costings, anything else that would be identified would not...
That's fine, Councillor Hardy. You've had your say. I appreciate that. And I concur with your point of order. Councillors, Councillor Mendes, would you like to say anything?
I just want to confirm what Councillor Hardy's saying. It's clear to me that it's actually asking for a report to come back to Council, outlining all aspects, even what speaker that we could actually ascertain for an International Women's Day. That's the way I read it, so if I'm reading it incorrectly, I apologise.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Any other councillor wish to speak against the motion?
Madam Mayor, I'm all for celebrating International Women's Day, but I will agree with Councillor Madelick, and this is my concern back in the July meeting as well, that there wasn't a capping amount, and I didn't feel that it's responsible for this council to go ahead and not have a capping amount. Can I just ask, in regards to the mayoral dinner dance, where did that amount come from? Did that not come from the council officers that knew how much the event was going to take place, and that amount was put into the budget? Was that not how that was decided?
And it, sorry, yes, it was, and it had to be trimmed quite considerably.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I'm actually asking council officers.
Yeah, there was a budget amount based on prior years, and that was the framework within which the structure of the evening was developed.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. That's why, Madam Mayor, I don't see anything wrong with the amendment that Councillor Madelick's put forward. I think that it's best left to the officers, who are the ones who actually organise these events and know what it's actually going to cost this council. Therefore, if they come back and tell us this is the amount, and please cap it at, you know, or this is the amount and we cap it at that, I'm happy. But I'd like to see a capped amount on this. Like I said, back in July, I don't like an open notice of motion like this. I think it's very irresponsible of this council.
Councillor Turner.
In my opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The bottom line for me is presented to council for approval. When it comes back, we're not happy, we'll put a cap on it. Let it go, for goodness sake.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Sorry. Does any other councillor wish to oppose the motion? Speak against it?
No, Madam Mayor, but can I ask if my dot point can be included as failed dot point? Because obviously that's how it seems.
Well,
like
can we do that after? Yes. We're not preempting a vote here, are we?
Oh, I'm just doing the sums, Madam Mayor.
Okay.
Who spoke for it? And
we can record it for you if
thank
this one
you,
gets
Madam
up.
Thank you.
Okay, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm all for supporting International Women's Day, but I also support the amendment or the alteration that Councillor Majorlik put forward before about the cap budget.
Mm-hmm.
I see that just so that this amount can't be exceeded, and I don't see the problem in that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Hardy. You can finish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just in closing, Madam Mayor, there is nothing stopping Council of that track from receiving a motion that's adopted tonight. So the rate capping, I understand, and I probably would be one standing up there shouting from the rooftops. Similar. But because it can be this. But the premise here, and the point has got to be, it must come back to the council. Mm. And as council attorney pointed out, it's got to be adopted by council. And we can rate cap it at the point of source where it cannot be changed. But if we adopt tonight, it could be changed in the future. So it's a good making a statement today where it can actually be put to the test something down the track before the event. But on the night, we adopt the policy. We adopt the price, if there is a price, and a speaker, and that is the number which will be paid. Or it may be zero, as it has been in the past 2 weeks. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hardy. Councillor Hardy, sorry. I was actually going to say, it saddens me that we actually initiated this event, but it was a great day. Councillors. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. All those in favour of the motion? All those against? The motion's carried.
Madam Mayor, I call for a division.
Councillor Carley has called for a division and Councillor Majorlik has asked for her additional comment to be noted.
That it was voted down, Madam Mayor. If that's is
it hasn't been voted down because it hasn't been voted on. So we'll notice. It was declined.
How was it declined?
Declined by the mover, wasn't it?
Yeah, if that could be noted.
It was declined by the mover.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It doesn't go to the seconder of the first one.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to think I'm chairing the meeting, Councillor Carley, but that's okay. Councillor Carley, please. No, please.
Madam Mayor, you said you'd like to... Councillor Carley, point of order.
Show some respect.
Point of order.
Yes.
You need to listen to my point of order. Madam Mayor, your statement that you just made now that you think that you are chairing the meeting, and I just said, well, I would like to think that you are chairing the meeting, but the CEO is continuously helping you throughout the meeting.
Councillor Carley... Your point of order is dismissed and your continual chatter is A, disrespectful and B, ill-informed. So thank
I'm
you.
I'm not chatting, Madam Mayor. There.
Thank you.
I called a point of order.
You have... Sorry?
I haven't been chatting. I called
was,
a point of order.
It was dismissed.
Madam,
thank you.
Point of order. Can we return to...
We
the
will,
motion,
Councillor
please?
Hardy. It's a division's been called by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion, raise your hand. Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich. All those against. Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Majorlik and Councillor Fushi. The division's carried.
Madam Mayor, just a question on that. Seeing as the Audit Committee has asked for the councillors to discuss this matter, does it go back to the Audit Committee for the resolution of what actually happened?
They... Oh, sorry.
the outcome, or I'd hope that the audit committee members would bring that to their to the light.
Good. I will, Councillor Madeley. Yeah.
The audit committee will be advised of what.
Thanks, Mr. Tory. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for your.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Please stop interjecting. Notice of motion 522, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that Council support ongoing funding for the Platypus Festival held by the Friends of Tulin Creek for an amount of $10,000 per annum. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for the notice of motion?
Am I able to move an alternative motion for this, Madam Mayor?
Would you like, please?
I'm happy to second that motion, Madam Mayor.
Hang on. She has to ask any questions.
Okay. If this motion doesn't get up, what's your alternative motion?
Am I able to say it?
Yes.
Please. That council officers meet with organisers of the Platypus Festival and all environmental groups with a view to ascertaining the group's organisational funding requirements and capacity going forward for a report to council prior to consideration of the 2018-19 budget with a recommendation for the level of council support for an environmental festival who is able to provide consistency with the council's adopted policy.
Can I ask a question, Madam Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Mendes, did this also occur for the ongoing funding for the Caroline Springs Carols by Candlelight, who recently received ongoing funding of $40,000 every year, not for the next 3 years, but indefinitely? Did this also, did Council actually agree to do the same as what we're asking?
Councillor Madley, you're getting into debate.
No, 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 I'm asking if the officers can answer it. Councillor Mendes doesn't have to, but did the same precedent occur with the funding that has occurred with Caroline Springs not so long ago, where they received $40,000 ongoing funding?
To my memory of the debate around the Caroline Springs Carols by Candlelight funding, there was no conditions on that. However, I do just point out that officer's recommendation was not followed in that instance by council. Council resolved to go down the path it resolved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a mover and a seconder and an alternate. Do you want to consider Councillor Mendes's alternative? Okay.
That's why I moved the motion, because I was just hoping that might be supported.
All right.
Initially, I did ask for, in briefing, $20,000, but it actually got knocked back to $5,000. So I'm just wondering why it's a big thing for them to have $10,000 for all the work that they do within the mountain community. And you should know, Madam Mayor, because...
When did you ask for 20?
In budget, okay. I was actually asking for 20 and got knocked back to 5 with great difficulty. Okay. So I'm just wondering why it's a big thing to get $10,000, but we can pass millions on other things. So I'm just wondering why this is an issue. If Councillor Mendes would like to make her own one, that's fair enough, but I would like to keep it as it is if possible.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item?
Hey, can we have that motion reread, the alternative motion, please?
But let's hear the current motion, which is on the books. If this one doesn't get up, then... But if this one gets up, this is a substantive motion. Okay, so Councillor DeSantis and Councillor Madelick, are there... Any clarification on motion 223?
Madam Mayor, yes.
222.
And I'm not sure who can answer this. Maybe Lynn might, although I think
she's gone.
Do we know how long the Friends of Tulin Creek have been a group? And also the second part of the question, how many Platypus Festivals, like how many years has it been going? I know it's been going on since I've been on the council, which is 9 years, so if anyone could shed light, that would be great.
The group has been going since 13 years, and this year was the 10th Platypus Festival. 14 years. Yeah. Any further clarification, Saul? The motion before us has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. All those for the motion? Okay. We're going to debate. Councillor DeSantis.
I'm not sure what else I can say on this because I'm actually a little bit disappointed that it hadn't gone through. The Platypus Festival has been running, as Madam Mayor just suggested, that it was for 10 years. This was the 10th year. They do a fantastic job. And it's not just about the festival. It's about the people that Lynn Holdsworthy works with, people from many different backgrounds, people that otherwise might have no other purpose in life. This gives them purpose. It actually helps the community. It helps the creek. It helps the, you know, the families within Mountain. It's an actual fantastic day. It's not just about the day. It's about the build-up of the day and the work that they do alongside the creek. And I'm just hoping that my fellow councillors will see that. Thank you.
Anyone wish to speak against the motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to speak against the motion. First of all, there are a number of environmental groups in the City of Mountain who do a wonderful job. I applaud Lynn for what she does, but there's also the Mountain Environmental Group, there's the Mountain Botanical Gardens, there's Pinkerton Forest, there's Nora with her bird group, and they come to us looking for funding and get grants. I can't understand why Lynn can't go through the same process and get grants as other organisations do. She gets grants from City West Water and other organisations. I think it's really important for us to start realising that there are many types of groups within the City of Melbourne. Sporting groups, environmental groups, and if we came hand in cap and accepted $10,000 every year and every group was given $10,000 and no group had to go towards getting a grant, then we would have a problem with our rates. We'd be handing out money to everybody, and I think it's a real concern.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. For the motion,
Councillor Maidlick? Yes, Madam Mayor, I heard a lot in this council in regards to setting a precedence and going for a grant, whereas there's been a notice of motion that a report come to council that we fund 80-odd sports groups and give them money, just like as if we're considering now. I fear that the same precedence is not overall a broadband of our community, but certain councillors are, to me, in my opinion, picking out their favourites and saying, yeah, we're going to give it to these, we're not going to give it to them, no, don't like you, I'm not going to give it to them. I'm saying, in my opinion, Madam Mayor, all I'm saying is that the same overall broadband precedent is not being set with all of the residents that are coming to us. This group has been there for 14 years, 10 years of a Platypus Festival. I don't know of any group that has had a festival for 10 years that I know of. Melton Botanical Gardens, as far as I'm aware, don't have a festival. The Nora Peters doesn't have a festival. The other groups that Councillor Mendes has outlined don't have a festival. This has been going for 10 years, Madam Mayor. It's $10,000. What Councillor Mendes suggested with her alternate notice of motion, that same precedent wasn't given to Caroline Springs in church. And I fully support the in church and them getting the grant. However, why does the Friends of Tool and Creek have to tick all these boxes when there was another group that has gotten $40,000, four times the amount of this, without the same scrutiny that Councillor Mendes is asking for this Tool and Creek, Friends of Tool and Creek? I'm really concerned when we're talking about precedence. Let's do precedence and let's do it across all boards and all members of our community and all residents when we're talking about setting a precedent, because that was the point that Councillor Mendes made. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor.
Councillor Kessie.
I would just like to remind Councillor Maidlick that she was keen to give us $70,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Madam Mayor,
no, I'm willing to give more than $10,000 to this group.
Please sit down. You've had your opportunity.
I'm talking about precedence.
Madam Mayor, I said what I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kessich. Councillor Carley?
Thank you. I look at the Platypus Festival that they had on this year, and I saw the excitement of the kids and the families gathering together, and I look at what a great day that actually was for our community, and it brought our community together. And we are so lucky as a council to have volunteers like Lynn Holdsworth and also the volunteers from the Toolan Creek that helped in organising and running this whole Platypus Festival. She didn't ask for any help from council. They ran it on their own, and they ran it with volunteers. $10,000 to help them, I don't believe is much. I think that it's a small amount to run a festival, to bring the community together, where everybody can have fun. And I'll just say again, Madam Mayor, we are lucky to have volunteers in our community like Lynn Holdsworth, and we should be supporting these volunteers for what they do in our community, and help them. Help them. And she asked for no help.
Sorry, Councillor Carley, I'll correct you there. Lynn, the Platypus Festival has had a number of grants given to it over a number of years.
No, I understand that, Madam Mayor.
And in accordance with council policy, yep, it was basically 3 years of funding and then you become self-sustaining. So this year, she was given $5,000.
Okay, but I'm talking about help, as in none of our council event team were there, none of them helped set up the marquees, none of them were running anything out of the...
Sorry, our environmental team was there.
They were there, but what I'm saying is, did anybody else help organise the event from council?
There's quite a few assistants. You can go and ask Miss Bradburn how much assistance she's given.
I saw Miss Bradburn on the afternoon, and I saw the City of Melton tent, but I'm speaking about organising a jumping castle, organising the snake reptile man so the kids could have fun, organising those food trucks. That was all done by Lynn Holdsworth and volunteers, was it not? Mm. I believe it was. So I'm just saying, for $10,000 to support Lynn and the Platypus Festival and see it continue for the residents of the City of Melton, I fully support it.
Thank you. Does any other... Do you want to finish up?
Yes, I'd like to say something.
Can I just... You've had your moment. I'll just wait to see if anyone else would like to address the chamber first. Councillor Mendes, it's your turn for final word. Okay. Oh, no, sorry. As Councillor DeSantis, sorry.
Final words.
To wrap up.
I don't know what else I can say on the matter other than, they've been running for 14 years. They do great community work. It gives them purpose, a sense of belonging. And, people might be the only thing that they have. So for me, $10,000 is a drop in the ocean compared to the amount of money that I see spent within this council on lots of different things. And yes, I'm new, I get that. But I'm just wondering why it's not so supported. $10,000 is not much for a festival. I'm sure if you asked Mr. Bean if he could put a festival together for $10,000, you need a lot more money than that. $10,000 is nothing. I don't think that covers the animals on the day. I don't think $5,000 would cover the animals on the day. And the kids love it, the adults love it, it brings people together, and that's what we're about. We talk about Melton City Council being about community. $10,000 to have a community day for one day, I think, is nothing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got an alternative. No, sorry. The substantive motion has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Madelick. All those in favour of the motion? All those against?
I'll call a division, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Madelick has called a division. All those for the motion? Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Madelick. All those against? Councillor Kesich, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy and Councillor Ramsey. The motion's lost. Councillor Mendes, you've got an alternative there that you wanted to raise.
I'll read it again. The alternative motion that I propose is the council officers meet with the organisers of the Platypus Festival and all environmental groups with a view to ascertaining the group's organisational funding requirements.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I'm finding it really difficult to hear. I don't know if there's anyone else speaking in the chamber, but sorry, Councillor Mendes, can you repeat that?
Actually, before I commence, we're nearly at 10:30. Could I get someone to move it for procedural motion to extend the meeting by 15 minutes?
45 minutes, sorry.
So moved that we extend the time
45. And could I get a seconder for that?
I'll second that one.
All those in favour? Thank you. Councillor Mendes, you may continue.
The council officers meet with the organisers of the Platypus Festival and all environmental groups with a view to ascertaining the group's organisational funding requirements and capacity going forward for report to council prior to consideration of the 2018-19 budget with a recommendation for the level of the council support for an environmental festival that is able to be provided consistent with council's adopted policy.
Is there a seconder for the motion?
I've got to ask a question, Madam Mayor.
As soon as I get a seconder...
I would like to second, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Kesich, thank you. Councillor Madeley.
In regards to the alternate, did Councillor Mendes say with a recommendation to support? Is that part of it? Because that would be considered as a direction, giving a direction to council office.
Recommendation for the level of council support.
All right. Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Madam. Thank you, Councillor Mendes.
Okay.
I must have heard it wrong.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor. Sorry. It's getting late. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any council seek further clarification on this item? Is the motion opposed? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Could I call a division, please? All those in favour of the motion? We have Councillor Turner, Councillor Mendes, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Madeley, Councillor Kesich and Councillor Hardy. The motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to item 523, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that council officers assess options to change council's current waste service to provide more opportunity for residents to dispose of their excess waste that may be contributing to dump rubbish, including the option of special waste collection days with the consideration of skips being supplied on a rotational basis around the City of Milton for residents to dump excess rubbish. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Is there a seconder for the notice of motion?
Madam Mayor, I would like to second.
The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Thank you. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Councillors' questions without notice. Councillor Turner.
Madam Mayor, I'd just like to ask a question. I think I missed it in the last few months when I've not been quite there. It was regarding Councillor Dunn's notice of motion for the Willows and Homestead. The council also has explored opportunities for increased access to the Willows Park and Homestead with a future report to be presented to council. I'd just like an update on that if it's possible. What's happened since the last report and if that's possible?
Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Turner, there was a council report that was presented to council, from my memory, maybe around May this year. I think it was prior to June, to give the council an update on that activation related to that motion. It's still a works in progress. The recommendation was to note the report and the activation that's occurred to date, and council also made an addition to that recommendation that a further report come up in another 12 months.
Can you give me an update on that? More detail, not tonight, but...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll forward you the report. Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Any questions received from councillors? Without notice? Nope. Motions without notice.
Madam Mayor, I would have it too.
Actually, sorry, Madam Mayor, I have one question without notice, if I may. Sorry.
Sorry, Councillor Carley, I've gone past that subject. I've already called motions without notice.
Okay, well, that's okay. I can ask it next month.
Madam Mayor, I would forfeit my, and I would allow Councillor Ricardo. Yes.
Okay.
Can I just ask a quick question? What was the cost of the mayoral dinner dance, and if we came in budget, please? Thanks, Councillor Kisich.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I'm happy to answer that question.
I am too.
It was net $26,400 budget, and it came in under budget by, I think, about $900.
Madam Mayor, if you allow me, I would like...
notice with that motion.
Correct.
Without notice, Stephen.
Correct. I would have it too. The first one that Council referred to the 2018-19 budget provision of a public toilet at the Lake Caroline, and in the interim officers identify appropriate location, options and indicative costings. That's a number one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And number two, that Council, under the A, dog off lead signs with indicative fine amount at the two waterways in the Caroline Springs, being Caroline Springs Linear Reserve, which runs from Front Lake to the Rockbank Middle Road, and the Lake Caroline. And under the B, to install additional dog bag dispensers and rubbish bins at each of these locations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kisich. Are you okay, Councillor Mayor?
Yeah, it's just a bit
sure.
Warm, Madam Mayor. I don't know if any other councillors feeling it.
Councillor Bushy, did you have a
yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy.
I have a preamble. Pursuant to a resolution of this council, local content must be a criterion in all contracts for which council conducts a tender and be weighted at 10% minimum. Pursuant to the social procurement guidelines, social procurement is recommended as a criteria in all service contracts of 5 years or more. And the motion, that in all reports to council for it to make a decision in relation to the award of a contract, the council report via the confidential attachment or in the contents of the report indicate the following: what the criteria for local content was weighted at, whether or not social procurement was included as a weighted criteria, if so, the amount of weighting given to social procurement, and whether or not the contract via general or special conditions or within the specification contains specific provisions in relation to local content and or social procurement. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Have you got that? Can you send that forward so they can get it word perfect? Thank you. Is there any further notices, motions without notice? I'll always get that wrong. Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move this motion without notice, sorry, that all unbudgeted expenditure proposed via a notice of motion be referred to the next budget for consideration, unless such expenditure is of urgent nature and is unanimously supported by all councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Any further motions without notice? I'll give it to Carol. No. Urgent business. Nil. Confidential business. Procedural motion.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I would like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated under 19.1, 19.2 and 19.3 as stipulated.
Thank you, Councillor Madeley. Is there a seconder for the notice of motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. All councillors in favour of the motion? Motion is carried. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We won't be very long, and I apologise for the lateness, but we had a lot of business to get through. And I look forward to the model aircraft show the day after.